participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, for my goodness sakes, let me turn down the radio. Oh, there's some sort of echo. Echo. That was great.
There is an echo. I can hear that.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I have to say my crap detector went off when that last person started saying someone's name on the radio.
It's a shame we don't have a 7-second delay.
I just want to say I used to go to the club scene back in the... I started in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There were a couple of years where I just decided, you know, screw this, I'm going to stay home. So I would sit home and watch television. But then the 80s came along and it became fun again. And one type of club that you didn't mention is before it became very dirty to go to these places, you go to the place where people were dancing naked and peeing and throwing BM at each other. And it was a lot of fun, to tell you the truth, if you wore a plastic sheeting.
Wait a minute. What were the names of these places?
Oh, I don't remember. This is down in New York. But it was a lot of fun watching people exhibiting Farfalotus at the blowhole. And there was a lot of times where I believe that many people should have joined the Joe Ardinger Taint Society of BM Eaters Anonymous. Can you believe that Lisa Herndon is marrying a primate when she should be with me, the great platypus tongue? And do you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Actually, I do listen to Don and Mike. Let him go.
Good morning, you're in the air.
Oh, that's so funny, because he mentioned Joe Ardinger, and I know exactly who he's talking about.
Good morning.
We just got slimed.
That's okay.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in the company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Got 4 minutes to get Sabian here, or you'll find out just as serious I really am.
Snowflake, Whitey, Paleface, Heckerwoods, Cracker.
He asked for Sabian.
I washed my ass today.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
There are no feet! There is no butt club! I have no cat feet! I have no mule ears! I have no steel tail! In the pit, your ass goes down! Learn it, live it, love it, or get bone loading!
Wait, what does that mean exactly?
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like a damn dike opened up. What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer. They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes. I was bleeding to death.
Caribbean tree lizard?
Mm-hmm. It's a vicious oviraptor. It feasts on bird eggs and lays its own eggs in the nest. The unsuspecting mother bird cares for them until the babies hatch and devour her, too.
What a chump.
It's already wiped out the dodo, the cuckoo, and the nay-nay. It has nasty plans for the booby, the titmouse, the woodcock, and the titpecker.
How vile.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Cool, that explains everything.
I want to thank John and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, and that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that. Keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
My bad, bro. We got off on the wrong foot. Let's start over. Hey, hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trench gun on the market.
Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Oh. Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Wait. Pull it out. The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy. It's just hard.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What, you don't know could fill a book?
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they go.
Oh, I hate them so bad.
Hi there.
Hate them so good.
Touch a hand, make a friend, Mike.
I know.
Based on a true story, a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spielberg!
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Brand New Bathroom and all the ships at sea. Place bets now on Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Banzai!
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 Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday, July 14th. You know, we announce some of the stations, and some of them we don't. Phone number is 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. If you mention the station or not, WJFK Live 105, WYSP 96 Rock, KCJJ, WBUF, I guess KHTK, because we're going there Saturday, Robbie. From Canada, you can call us at 800-636-1067. We got a special number for you, folks. And a DC 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Many questions to be answered on today's show.
Is anyone listening?
Well, we'll find that out.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know.
Shut up.
Okay.
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor.
There you go.
Did you wash your ass today?
Huh? Did you wash the ass today?
Yes, I did.
Hi there.
I scrubbed it.
Hi, welcome. I didn't. I went in the pool.
Ah, so there's that.
I went in the swimming pool.
you're freshly showered, it appears.
It appears.
Really?
It appears. This is a chlorine shower that I took today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they have to...
Your hair looks like it's perfectly normal.
Because I put the junk in my hair.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
A good fake job.
Yeah, thanks.
You look all sparkly, but that's really just a... That's a pool. That's just like a layer of filth all over.
You never did that? No, I got that thing in
my... Oh, I've done that many times.
I got that motorized thing in my pool, that thing that looks like the lunar rover thing, that thing that goes around and...
The skimmer.
But it's got wheels on
automatic,
it.
Right?
Yeah, it's like this little... drives around and scoops up dirt and...
What does that have to... What, do you use that for personal hygiene?
No, that cleans the pool.
Yeah, I know it cleans the pool.
And there's a filtration...
A Polaris, I think they're called.
Yeah, so there's a filtration system I'm not, swimming in my own...
Oh, I understand. I'm not commenting on the cleanliness of your pool. I'm just saying that, a good soap and water shampoo doesn't...
Well, on occasion.
You're basically pulling an Elvis. You're cleaning yourself with chemicals.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Hey, my friend, you're the first on a brand new week.
Excellent. I'm from the Legacy, Philly.
Right on. Hello.
And yes, I did wipe my ass today. And Buzz?
Yes. Now hold on a second.
You got it wrong.
Negative.
It's
you got it wrong. No, listen again.
Did you wash your ass today?
What?
Wipe? I mean, my God, everybody wipes. Well, I hope everybody wipes.
I do. Anyway, Buzz, you're the man, Buzz.
I try to.
Thank you. But did you wash, sir? Did you wash your ass? No, he's not listening.
I just wanted to congratulate you guys on it's going to be a great show, and I'm not going to tell you how to do a damn thing because you do a fine job anyway.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was great.
You know, a lot of people should adopt this attitude, congratulating you in advance on doing a great show.
I like to hear that every day.
Yeah. It's a positive attitude.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Something in short supply around here, I might mention.
Yeah.
We're in a drought of positive attitudes, incidentally.
Wow. I agree.
Around this entire broadcast facility.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, doing great, thanks.
Hi.
I am so excited to find you guys in Seattle. I'm out here, I'm from D.C., and I'm out in Seattle working for 3 weeks, and I was flipping through the stations and found you guys last week, and I was very thrilled to hear a familiar voice.
Very nice. Thank you. Thanks for the bio.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah, me, I.
So,
God damn it.
So welcome. You are a great audience. You're a great audience. We're not here to make fun of our audience.
No.
We're here to make some memories.
We're going to make some memories. We're not here to make fun.
You are a great audience. I got some stuff from the weekend to tell you that'll just knock your D in the dirt. At least I think. Some rather incredible things that happened over this weekend that I must share with you before we get to the review of Banzai. Banzai!
Banzai!
Which is beyond racist. The show Banzai last night.
Really?
Beyond racist. Now, that's not to say I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't on the phone with Rob.
Right.
As soon as it came on.
That doesn't make any sense.
I called him up and said, are you watching Banzai? He said, I just got off the phone with my dad discussing the very same thing.
There was an amazing telephone tree last night as soon as Banzai started on our local Fox.
Banzai. So it's not watered down then?
Well, I'd rather explain it to you.
All right.
When we get to it. But also this guy, Michael Wiener. I got to read you some stuff about Michael Savage on his website.
Oh, really?
He's nuts. I'm getting a great deal of satisfaction. You know, as I mentioned last week, I swear I hadn't heard of this guy
right.
as a radio guy. I'd seen the book, but never knew he had a radio show. And, you know, somebody asked me about it this week. How could you not know that he has a radio show? Well, I live in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. He's on a station in Washington that might as well be a CB radio. I mean, he's on WTNT.
Well, and you know, that it's rare that you're not on top of somebody doing something. He's just not on the radar.
But I've been visiting. I've been sent links from friends out in the Bay Area to his website, and the spin that this guy's doing is incredible.
He's just not biting the bullet and taking responsibility.
No. So we got that guy, week number two continuing, the Banzai. I know this, Buzz, you're going to have this in your news, but Rush Limbaugh has been hired by ESPN. He's going to be on their pregame show, and he's going to do analysis on Sunday Night Football, which just can't suck enough.
Will he be wearing his ties?
But a lot of stuff to tell you from this weekend, but I'm going to condense it down to just two basic areas. Because one area, I'm all caught up in my kid going to college. He went to the orientation, but I won't bore you with that. But suffice it to say that he will be leaving shortly.
Right.
And he is ready. I mean, he went down there. He is absolutely ready.
Is he jacked up?
Yeah, he's excited. And I'm finding all this stuff about college that I never knew because I never went. Like, I don't know what a meal plan is. You know, they got a deal down there. You pay a certain amount of money, and your kid can eat unlimited meals on campus.
Wow.
And they even got a place like a Burger King and a Panda King, whatever it is, the fast food place.
It's very cool.
They got a health place. It's nuts, all the stuff that kids do at college. And I guess I missed the boat by not going to college.
But when the days when I went to college, we weren't even issued shoes.
But it looks to me like it's going to be a nonstop party. He's picked his major, which is business, but not just business. He wants to be in sports business.
Hmm.
So I said, well, what does that mean, Jerry Maguire? And he said, no, more like, you know, PR for
Theo Epstein. who is
the boy wonder, 28, 29-year-old general manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, of course, that's why I wouldn't know.
Who, after the first half, incidentally, is getting rather high marks after he was summarily mocked for being, you know, just a child in a man's game.
The important words there, after the first half.
After the first half.
We lost
the last game of the first half, which encourages me greatly. And we lost to the Detroit Tigers.
I love it when you say we lost.
We lost. Do you think there is any fan on the face of the planet in this city of Washington, D.C., that has suffered more than I have for his team? With everything you've made me do over the years?
No, I've not made you. You've always come willingly saying you're ready for your annual Red Sox.
I share your disdain for people who say we, but I only use we when I'm speaking about the Red Sox to you, because you've done these horrible things.
No.
Why I think I've
earned
the right.
You made me hurt you. You make me hurt you.
I know.
Every year you say yes to the bet.
And the bet this year, although it seems a milder bet, I'm thinking about it, it's not a milder bet. It is a disturbing.
No, you got to go to a titty bar with Tom Gavin for an hour and sit
right
there and ply him with drinks and have a tape recorder, and it's just awful. Yeah.
To describe your relationship with the Boston Red Sox, there's a very old song, but if you ever run into it, it's called "He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss." And it describes
only
a very
Rob
dysfunctional
would
relationship.
Yeah, I know that, Dave.
Right, Buzz.
Thank you, Robbie. Yeah. So listen, this thing that happened on
Saturday.
And he
walks away from the microphone, cackling.
All happy with himself, yeah. Doing a show for one. I tried to call you. I don't know if it showed up on caller ID. I tried to call you Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Because we discussed this on Friday, the weather, that they said the weather was going to be beautiful all weekend long.
Right.
Saturday at approximately 4 o'clock.
Did you get whacked?
We didn't get whacked. I mean, skies pitch black. Did you get it, Robbie?
We got pitch black skies, but no payoff.
Well,
no.
Yeah, and so did we. And then it broke, and it was glorious.
We got pitch black skies. We got pouring rain.
I knew somebody was going to get it.
And now you got to hear me on this, that this is the absolute God's truth. The lightning is coming down, and I'm sitting out on the front porch because the power is going off in my house, like it always does. Anytime anybody spits on the road, the power in my house goes off. So there's no power, and I'm sitting out on the front porch with the German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, who's just beside. We decided we're going to have to get him some doggy downers.
Diarrhea spewing out of him.
For when it thunders and lightning. Yeah. But because, you know, and I appreciate all the stuff people have been sending about why dogs are affected by the weather. I understand that.
Because they're stupid?
Well, I've not seen that, Mike.
Well, I mean, they're dumb. I mean, they hear a loud boom, they think it's the end of the world.
It's a reaction, and it's a reaction that only the German Shepherd has. The terriers are oblivious to it.
Fine.
But the German Shepherd really
lowers the ground.
I feel so bad for him. He shakes. He's a big German Shepherd. And he just says, and he does the with the panting, and he will not.
Does the drool? Does the goo like he's going to get sick?
Turner and Hooch, big giant saliva, and
that's their sweat.
He just refuses to move anywhere except exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I decide, well, I'm going to try to show him, my fault, you know, because he's a dog, try to show him that there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah. You buy a double-barrel shotgun, just shoot it and pump it, you know.
So we're sitting out on the front porch. Now we got a cover on us. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a little roof there, so it's me sitting out there and the two little dogs, oblivious to the storm, and Colonel Klink, who's flipping out. And it was a very violent thunderstorm, lasted about 15 minutes, Saturday at about 6:30. Well, the lightning is coming down. And lightning is actually, like, they talk about this all the time, the air-to-surface lightning.
Surface to ground?
Cloud
to ground.
Cloud to ground. Thank you, bud.
Surface to ground would be wrong.
Well, I see a deer. Now, there are a lot of deers where I live. There are a lot of deers everywhere. There's a deer standing in the middle of our cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
And
like on the pavement?
Yeah. Now, the one thing you always hear is if there's a thunderstorm or something, don't stand in the middle of a field.
Right.
Right? You're supposed to, all that junk that they say on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just watching the storm and trying to calm down Colonel Klink when I see, like something out of a movie, the lightning comes down and actually hits this deer in the head.
Oh my God.
Or in the somewhere in the frontal area, the antler, whatever. Now there weren't enough antlers, they were just like little nubs.
Horns.
It was just like a half grown deer. Mm-hmm. And this thing comes down out of the sky like something you would see like in the Ten Commandments with and this deer, boom, he's down. He's down. And I'm just watching this.
Gone.
He gets up a second later and staggers around like he's drunk.
Yeah.
And then he gets his bearings.
Shakes it off.
And runs off into the woods.
Wow.
Never seen anything like that in my entire life, I ask you not.
Yeah. That is truly incredible. And the odds of you ever seeing anything like that again, I mean, you'd never see it.
It was just one deer standing in the middle of the cul-de-sac at the end of my driveway.
It must have been loud. If it was that close, it must have been
Yeah, it was like Sonic Boom loud. And I can't believe
Saturday afternoon you got these storms.
Huh.
And that's why I tried to call you, check your caller ID, because I wanted to call you just in case it wasn't raining where you were and just hold the phone up to say, listen to this.
Right.
They effed up the weather again.
Hmm. Well, Thursday night, I didn't think we could get any storms that were, you know, would rival Thursday night.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. This was amazing. I haven't seen anything like this.
I guess so. You know, can I share something very quickly on the tail of that?
Down goes deer. Down goes deer.
You didn't lose power Thursday night, did you?
Yes.
Did you lose power Thursday night? We did, too. I had a bunch of the guys from the band out there.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Randall, who plays guitar in the band, it calmed down. And he left. And the storms had subsided a little bit. It was steady rain, but it wasn't coming down. I've never seen rain like this when it came down. He goes out by my house, takes a right-hand turn, and heads down the little back way down near all the cow pastures. Now, all these cow pastures have these, they're called runs. You've heard of broad run, bull run, that type of thing. They have these little things that cut through the cow pastures, and they kind of lead to one big creek. He got down. He said he was about 30 feet from taking the right turn onto the main drag. He was hit by a wall of water. He said the water was rushing. It immediately went up above his driver's side door.
Wow.
The engine shut off on the car, and the car was moving
floating
downstream.
Oh, my
floating.
God.
He got out of the car. He lost all his equipment. He lost his cell phone. He got out of the car. He was able to get out of the car. He said when he got through the window, the water was over his head.
Wow.
He swam away from the car.
I mean, it's not funny. Yeah. I don't mean to laugh.
No, I couldn't believe this. That day, he told me this Saturday afternoon at my kid's birthday party, that morning I had gone the back way because it's pretty out there and it's very rural, and I had noticed the grass is all flat and it was all flattened down for what appeared to be half a mile. It was just this enormous area. He lost his car. His car was totaled.
Mm-hmm.
And he swam. He said the way he described it was he was holding on to the grass, trying to pull himself out of this little ravine that he was in.
Jeez.
And he said when he finally got on the land, he said it looked like the scene out of Castaway.
Wow.
Because he was crawling on all fours. And he showed me where he was all scraped up and diarrhea. And showed me that, you know, where he was all banged up. But the moral of the story, I guess, would be, you know, these flash floods that you always hear about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what happened to this guy.
Oh, God.
And he was kind of unflappable the way he was telling the story, but the weather has just been a little screwy around here. It's been a little odd.
Yeah, it's nuts. And then last night I'm watching my favorite weatherman, Sam Palka, on Channel 5. He's fantastic,
he's good,
incidentally. And I just have to call Sam Palka out. That he's a handsome man. He's wearing a sensible pantsuit last night. I'm waiting until 10:45 for the goddamn weather on Channel 5. And Sam says...
Was the girl Will Thomas anchoring last night?
Wilma Thomas, yeah, she's beautiful. although, you know, there is a real piece of ass on Fox 5. Her name is Laura Evans.
Really?
And, I mean, she wears low-cut tops, and she's got...
On the weekend?
Yeah, blonde hair, and she's just... good. I mean, good spunk material.
And she's local?
Yeah, she's the anchor.
Get her over here.
So I'm waiting for Sam Palka to do the weather.
All right.
And here's what Sam says. Well, we had a beautiful day today, meaning yesterday, which we did. Now, everyone should know that there's going to be rain. Look at this. We've got all this moisture coming up from down south. And tomorrow morning, it's going to be awful and rainy and expect some delays on your commute because we're going to have heavy rain throughout the metro area. Well, I got up this morning. I don't know about the rest of you guys. There's no rain at all.
No.
There's no rain at all. It's sunny outside. That's why I was out by the swimming pool today, by the Seaman Pond.
No, it's gorgeous.
So, you know, they just really have no idea, and I know we harp on this all the time, but I'm sorry, I'll get off this, but I just wish that just one time, one of these weather men, or in some cases women who look like men, I wish they would just get on TV and just say, you know what, last night if you watched the 10 o'clock news, I told you it was going to be pouring rain in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I effed up. Don't tell me that the front moved a different way and that there were the circumstances beyond our control and tropical storm Claudette is wreaking havoc down in Louisiana. Just, or even better, how about this? Wouldn't you love a weather guy who just came on one night and just said, I really have no idea.
I don't know.
You know, I've watched all of the other stations. Channel 4 says rain, Channel 7
says... But he's got to say, I don't know, like in the Albert Brooks movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have the anchor, like, grill him a little bit. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just put up the sunshine graphic behind you. And again, this was driving my wife nuts last night, but she wanted to go to sleep. And she said, why are you leaving the TV on? I said, because I want to see the weather.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why? They're always wrong. I said, I know. She said, this is like a self-fulfilling prophecy you have with the weather, that you get mad when they're right.
Right.
But you love it when they're wrong, and you live for it when they're wrong. And it is a problem that I have. And I just wish that just one time I turn on the TV, one goddamn time, and one of these weather men or women or hermaphrodites or... what is Jamie Lee Curtis when you have
hermaphrodite?
Allegedly.
She's not. You've always said she is.
We had a doctor on the show who said she is.
No, yes.
She has male and female genitals.
The same doctor that sells those pills.
One of these weather people, I'd just like him to call him one time and just say, you know what? We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. We're making it up. So this was the big exciting news that I saw a deer get hit by lightning.
I mean, that's amazing.
Go to bed Saturday night. Phone rings Sunday morning, 5:45. Very early. Now, I'll walk you exactly through this call. I pick up. Hello? Hey! I said, who the F is this?
Yeah, I would too at that hour.
He said, hey! I said, hey, pal, you're effing with the wrong guy. Hey! And I hear a bunch of other people in the background. Now, it's 5:45 in the morning.
Oh, sorry.
No, wasn't you, Mike.
Just kidding.
No, and I would recognize your hay. It was a different hay.
I wouldn't do that.
So I finally said, listen, pal, who the F is this? And his retort to me was, and I wrote it down here. I keep a notepad by my bed.
Good.
His response was, who the F is this? I said, hey, listen, douche, you called me. And he said, hey! And then I hear a bunch of other people.
Random? Just random calling?
Yeah, no, not random, because I found out who it was. And then I got really mad, and I said, listen, I guard my privacy very, very carefully. I got a family here. I'm a semi-public person. I mean, I was laying that whole thing on, I'm saying... Just hang up the phone. Don't F with me anymore. And F you. And then he said, who is this? And I said, oh, you really don't know who you're calling? And then he said, is this disc jockey? And right away I think, oh,
no.
It's one of our idiot listeners, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so now I'm keeping him on the phone. And I said, yes, I am a disc jockey. And what might your name be? Are you ready for this? Is there any money?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I swear.
Eddie Money.
I said, is this really Eddie Money? Yeah. Who is this? And I said, this is Don. Don who? I said, you called me. You called me.
Wow. Been a while since the last hit record.
Yeah, well, and if you remember, I did get a drunken call.
Doesn't he call you when he's drunk?
Well, one other time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, a couple while he's been sober.
So I said, how did you get this number? because he, cause it was not, it was, the, you know, the secret number.
Right.
He said, I got it written down. And I said, is this really Eddie Money? And he said, baby, hold on to me.
Ah, he really did. He sang his head.
Whatever will be, will be. And it was obviously, he was at some party. I said, Eddie, do you know who this is? Yeah, this is Dave. I said, no, Don. Oh, hey, Don, how you doing? I said, why are you calling me? Because I got your phone number.
Wow.
Said, all right, well, is that it? Because it's, you know, it's almost 6 o'clock. Oh, F, I'm so sorry. And then the phone just dangles for a second. Here are other people at a party, I guess. And then he picks the phone back up and goes, Hez Mosquito, it was great talking to you, man. It was great. It was always great talking to you. You know, I don't forget my friends. And I want to say, Rob, keep on rocking. And he hangs up the phone.
Did you ever find out whether he was on the East Coast or the West Coast?
Well, this is the beauty of Star 69 and caller ID.
Right.
That I have no doubt that it is, in fact, Eddie Money.
Mm-hmm.
He's called me drunk before.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the Star 69, and I look at the caller ID, and I see it's a hotel in Century City, California.
Ah, okay. So it was kind of earlier in his evening.
So I call back. You know, I do the Star 69, and she goes, you know, Century City, Wilshire. And I go, yes, hi, good morning. Keeping in mind it's like almost 3 a.m. there.
Right.
Eddie Money's room, please. Hold, please. I'm sorry, we don't have anybody by that name listed in the hotel.
Oh, no. Sure.
I said, oh, you know Eddie Money, the guy had a bunch of hit records like 15 years ago. And she said, I don't have him listed. And now I'm trying to think, what fake name would he be under?
Oh, it could be anything.
You know, and I said, do you know if there was like a Has-Beens concert in Los Angeles last night? It's like maybe the classic rock station had some kind of 80s or 70s concert. And she said, no, I don't. I said, well, I got a call from a guy who is Eddie Money in your hotel. She said, hold, please. And now there's an adventure. Now I'm wide awake at 6 a.m.
Hey, now it's a little exercise.
The next thing I know, it's, hello, this is the manager. May I help you? Is there a problem? And I said, no, there's not a problem. I'm looking for Eddie Money. I can't help you, sir. I said, well, he just called me from your hotel. I don't have Eddie Money registered in this hotel. I said, listen, maybe he's not registered, but he's in the hotel. Do you have a hotel room where you're having like a rock and roll party going on now or something? I have no knowledge of this, sir.
Hey, hotels, they protect you.
They're good. Said, well, I just got a call. Well, listen, I know that it's probably some secret name. Will you just tell him that Don from the Don and Mike show called him back?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we have no one by that name. I said, listen, I know you have no one by that name, but if you really have somebody by that name and you can't tell me, just leave them the message because the guy just called me.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my caller ID. Your hotel showed up as the caller ID. All right, yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
They're just robots. I hate that.
That's it?
You're sitting there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Listen, effer.
Yeah, I mean, really. And that was the first thing I said. I said, who the F is this?
That's a long time between phone calls.
I said, what the F are you doing? I mean, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was really hot. He's like,
sure. He must have done a gig in Los Angeles, and he was partying.
But why? You know,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
It made no sense the last time he called, which was.
Is there anything worse than getting a call from people that are partying?
But then I laughed.
I hate it.
Then I laughed. When I got done with it all,
from a major star.
Yeah. Well, he's not a major star.
He had a hit record.
He had a couple hit records. But the funniest part was when I said, who is, you know, when he said, I said, who is this? Real indignant. Who is this? I said, hey, listen, dude. I think I may have called him like a sea sucker.
Uh-huh.
You know, listen, sea sucker, you called me. Hey. Who is this? I said, who is this? And he said,
God,
this is Eddie Money. And then when I didn't say anything, he went, baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be, will be.
Maybe, did he have any, what did he have besides that? That was his only hit, wasn't it?
Well, take me home tonight.
Yeah, take me home tonight. And that, if I could walk on water.
And a former police officer, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Amazing. New York.
Amazing.
So, time.
I still have no idea why I got the call from Eddie Money.
You're his friend.
At 5:40.
I think
I can't be his friend because he didn't know. He thought I was dazed.
Is he still making records?
I don't know. Now, the last time he did call me, which was 6 or 7 years ago, he was also drunk, but it was the guise of pushing a new record, a greatest hits album that he had out.
Well, that's the nice thing about the internet. We can contact his management and perhaps have a chat and see if he remembers calling you at 5:45.
Well, I have the record of it, so let's try to
dial in Mr. Money and you know, get these questions. Yeah,
get a hold of Edward Money.
Or better yet, maybe on your own dime at home, you can give him a call at like 10 a.m. our time.
Hey! Although something tells me it wouldn't upset him.
No.
He just has that...
He's probably up.
That personality. He's probably still wearing that General Custer outfit.
Yeah, he looked like General Custer. He had a little beard, you know, that little beatnik beard that you have right under your lower lip, and then you have the fringe jacket, the leather jacket on.
Well, hold on. Someone's calling now with information about Eddie Money. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, you got me.
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Guess where I'm at?
A mental facility?
No. Down in North Carolina at Kitty Hawk having a vacation. Nag's Head.
You're at Nag's Head, Tom?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
How did you get down to North Carolina, Tom Gavin?
A friend of mine brought me down here.
Well, that's pretty terrific. I think that's great. Everybody needs a vacation.
And I met some girls at where?
Mama Kwan's.
Listen to me on the show.
Oh, really?
From Baltimore.
Did you pick up some girls, Tom?
And Rockville.
Whoa.
Did you get to see their boobs?
No.
Did you kiss them?
No.
Did they kiss you?
No.
Did they see your wet thing?
Yep, I gave him my business card with the website on it.
Really? And did they ask you for your autograph?
Yes, they did. They got the autograph and everything.
Wow.
You're the man, Tom. Are you doing any sunbathing?
No.
Are you swimming?
I'm going to do some swimming later tonight.
What's later?
In a pool, man.
Tom, after the pool is closed.
What?
Tom?
Yeah?
Tom, don't go swimming at night. There's sharks out there.
Yeah, we got a swimming pool indoor.
Are you sweating a lot down there in Nag's Head, Tom?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay, well, hey, Tom, guess who called me? Eddie Money.
Eddie Money called?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom?
Hey, who's calling?
He's not here, Tom.
Yes, he is. He's down here in Nag's Head.
No, Charlie's not in Nag's Head, Tom.
All right, Tom, we got to roll.
Break?
Yeah, well, hey, Tom, how do you spell vacation?
V-I-C, period.
For Vic.
Okay. Bye, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, where are you playing at next?
Funny you should mention it, Tom. Thursday night I'll be at Uncle Sam's in Fredericksburg, and Saturday at Ned Devine's in Herndon.
Ned Devine's in Herndon. I'll be there.
Thank you, Tom. You can be in the front row again.
Thanks.
Cool. That explains everything.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Anybody out there listening? Down in Florida? I got you all T-shirts.
Okay. Bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, God love him. He is consistent for me.
He's your pimp.
Cool. That explains everything.
Swimming at night.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Swimming at night.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Don, I think I got a theory on why Eddie Money keeps calling you.
Well, he was drunk.
Well, but what if you have, like, an old girlfriend's phone number or an old drug dealer's number and he just keeps calling? It's just out of memory.
Well, if it's an old drug, I've been taking drugs for 5 or 6 years. I mean, he's absolutely... On the worst. Hold on,
you're his flashback.
I'm getting information now. If he's looking for drugs from me, he should look for a new source. No pun intended. Eddie Money will be in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire,
uh-huh,
on July 16th.
Yeah,
which is 2 days from now.
Right.
Wow.
So
Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. That's where. You know what? I bet he won't be having the same kind of party he had in L.A.
He was in L.A. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to defend Eddie Money. He still puts on a great show.
Well, I consider myself...
I've ever called you, but I feel like I'm obligated.
Listen, honey, I consider myself to be an Ed Money fan. It was just an odd call.
I put you on halfway through, and I'm going to get my kids from camp. So maybe I missed the beginning, but... Anyway, he's got some great songs. You really rock.
And here now is, thank you, see. Here is Charles Broyhill.
I wanted to read you some of the places he'll be playing. On August 2nd, he's at the Pig Gig Rib Festival. August 29th, he's playing the Piggly Wiggly Summerfest.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But here's his tour.
Thank you, Charlie. Well, Mike, all I can say is...
I'm not going to slam him.
I have no doubt that he was drunk. Probably when he was reading this list of gigs. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in Pine Bluff, Arkansas? Follow that up with a stop in Rye, New York.
Are you sure that wasn't a collect call?
You know, but this might as well be our affiliate list. That's how bad this city list is.
Any money.
Jesus. Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo, Ohio.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Wow.
He'll be at Balloon Fest on the 27th in New Jersey.
Hello.
Wow.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don?
Don and Mike, hi.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike. Hey, this is Connie in Sacramento. Hey, guys, just wanted to say hi. I can't wait till the two of you, or you and Rob A, get out here on Saturday. I just want to tell you thank you. I've been listening to the show for about 5 years. It's the first time I called. You two are great. You helped me get through the afternoon here in the West Coast, and you guys are great, and we appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
I hope your plane doesn't crash.
Thank you. No, that doesn't work on me. That only works on Mike.
Right.
Now, Rob, do you have the Ocean's 11 music?
Oh, yeah, that I got.
I can use that to promote this. I had a crazy thought yesterday that my wife talked me out of.
Crazy. What's that? Yeah. Stopping in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She said, no way. We had a great time there. Rob A. and I will be in Sacramento because I lost a bet to Mike, but I don't care. I love Sacramento. Rob A. and I will be in Sacramento this Saturday at Club Aqua. What time are we getting there, Rob A.? They're at this thing.
I think the appearance is 5 to 7.
5 to
I
7.
Could be wrong.
We'd love to meet you. Go to khtk.com for more information. And because Mike won the bet, I have to tell you, we'll be arriving on Northwest Airlines Flight 395 Saturday morning at 11:07 a.m. We'll be arriving at Terminal B. We believe it's Gate 21.
Go out and support them, won't you, please?
And check us out at Club Aqua from 5:02 to 6:58.
Well, we're going to meet a lot of nice people from Sacramento.
You are, and I think you're going to have a fantastic time.
And you get nothing but love from me, Sacramento. I'll pass along Mike's best wishes.
And please, please do, and you know I wish I was there.
And Buzz,
of course.
So anyway, yesterday, the conversation I had, I'm talking with my wife,
right?
And I said, you know, if Rob and I get up early on Sunday morning, a very quick flight to Las Vegas.
Right.
We just spend like a fast 18 hours in Vegas.
Yeah.
Fly out for the show Monday. Mm-hmm. She said to me, are you nuts? Really? She said, are you nuts? You want to go to Las Vegas for 18 hours?
It was a good thought.
Yeah. I've done it, practically.
Yeah.
It's a great 18-hour city.
And then she said, well, why don't you just go to Atlantic City with Rob? And I said, Atlantic City? Right to you. Vegas, baby!
Not the same. I wish they'd make Atlantic City more like Vegas.
Yeah. It's Vegas.
They don't seem to want to.
No, anyway. So she said I can't do it.
Oh, well.
Because I'm paying for the tickets.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's another great part of our deal here at Infinity. We're going to see an affiliate,
yes.
Yet I'm paying for the tickets for Rob and I to fly out there.
That sucks. That sucks on ice.
So anyway, you know, my wife said, well, Jesus, you know, maybe I'd let you, but why are you boys flying first class? And I said, because when I travel with Rob, it's only the finest.
Only the finest will do.
And they serve free drinks in first class.
And you know, you got to be in a certain mindset to get through that weekend.
You got it. So we won't be in Las Vegas, but we will be in Sacramento on a Saturday. Got a break now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, when you said you got the spot here, I didn't know it was here.
I had a great time here.
it's summertime, and everyone's bouncing from one place to another. But if you switch to Singular Wireless, it's easy to keep in touch with your whole family, no matter where they are.
It's easy to add lines to plans. Call 1-866-SINGULAR. You get Singular's Family Talk plan starting just $39.99, and it's just $9.99 per line per month. No matter where you are, your whole family can stay in touch all summer long. Plus, nationwide long distance is included. WOW!
Wow! Keep your family connected by switching to Singular Wireless. For home delivery, call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit a Singular Wireless store. Remember, that's 1-866-SINGULAR. Mike, you got about 5 seconds for this.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for all the details.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it close?
W-K-F-K.
Right on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on the field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with the tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like their cruelty the way they like their women. Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Baby, hold on to me.
Now, listen on today's show. As a matter of fact, every day this week, we're giving away round trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice.
Wow.
Southwest Airlines offers convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines is a low fare leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities in 30 states.
That doesn't suck.
Every day this week, we'll be giving a free airfare away. We'll do that later in today's show. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know my experiences partying with Eddie Money years ago.
Oh, Mike and I have partied with Eddie Money on more than one occasion.
Yeah, and he knows how to have a good time.
Absolutely. I just was fortunate to get backstage one day because I won tickets from one of the radio stations I listened to. And he had a trough of nothing but beer and whiskey and all kinds of stuff.
Nothing like beer and whiskey together in a trough.
One time after we had been to this crazy Halloween party with Eddie Money, where we all three of us were just out of our minds.
That's the funniest Batman party that I've ever seen with you.
I was wearing my Batman suit.
Because it was a double level. Where was it? Down at the Union Station? I mean, yeah. Some place. I don't know where it was. And it was a double level place, so you could just go up on a balcony and look down. And I looked down at the dance floor, and Don is just flying around with his bat cave. He's doing the bat run, and it was the funniest thing to see because people would move out of the way when you do that. So you're like cutting this little swath through the crowd.
And I guess about a year later, the record company had some Eddie Money record coming out, so they had him cut all these slugs for DJs. And the one that we got, I wish we still had it. There's so much great tape that we don't have anymore. It was so absolutely stream of consciousness and...
all over the place.
It was, hey, this is Eddie Money, the Money Man. I will say I got my brand new song out, Peace and Our Time, Don and Mike. And it's like when he said that, he realized, he went, I had a great time at that party. And he totally got off track from whatever the intro was to the record.
We used to have a killer Halloween party every year.
I'll bet.
Every year. It was fantastic.
The Monster Gym. Well, that was when we worked at a station that had...
yeah, records.
Big payola with all the
right.
Record companies.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm talking about, you know, limousines and booze and...
guns, fire trucks.
Blow and rock stars and... God. great time.
Those were the days.
Great
times, great people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, boys.
Hey.
Happy Monday.
Right.
Okay, I rounded up a group of about 20 of my closest friends here in the East Bay, headed up to Sacramento to see you and Rob this coming Saturday.
Yes.
And went on the KCHK website yesterday, and everything's groovy except that it's, they say that you have to have a ticket. The event, of course, is free, and to get a ticket, you have to stop by some lumber yard in Sacramento between 12 and 1 on Thursday.
Well, you know, that's beyond my
beyond
my control. The only thing that I said, just like if Mike and I would go out to do an appearance, the only stipulation is they can't charge for people to get in.
Exactly.
Now, if KHTK wants to turn this into some kind of Circle J, where you have to go to a lumber company or to a taco place to get a ticket.
Right.
I can't help that. I'm sorry about that.
I understand. No apology needed. We love you. We're going to head up anyway. We're going to be there. We're going to find a way in one way or another. I just thought it was a little...
Are you sure it's not going to interfere with your adenoid surgery?
No. I think that's scheduled about the same time.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to know if we could begin the festivities at the gate when you guys leave the D.C. area.
Oh,
you know?
Be glad to. And
yeah, leaving.
I'd be glad to welcome everyone to join Rob and I Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. at Baltimore Washington International Airport.
Wow.
All right. 6:30 a.m.
Really, it never closes. So come on by early. I know
sure.
I'll be getting there probably Friday night.
Goodbye.
I bet you get a cocktail in Baltimore.
Oh, sure.
At BWI?
Yeah.
You can't at Dulles because of the Virginia laws.
Because it's the greatest airport in the world.
We're driving together, right? You want me to pick you up?
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, the worst thing about Dulles is, I think on the weekends even, at noon, they don't open their hooch place until noon.
I know.
You fly out of Reagan National, you get yourself a nice little Bloody Mary at 9 a.m.
That's
sure.
Where the congressmen fly, of course.
How the F are you supposed to fly if you're a phobic flyer without your booze?
It sucks, and I've been there many times and had early flights, and you have no option because I think the law says... At an airport, I don't even know what the law is. Yeah. Somebody probably does, but they don't open the bars
morning. That's why you got to in the early morning.
That's why you got to bring your own.
And I know I do have a record for I think an early flight out of National, where I was having a toddy at I think like 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure that's not the record.
No.
Listen, a couple of items real quick. This guy Michael Savage.
Yeah.
Now. Last week, the trade papers and the radio industry had the headlines, you know, Don and Mike vindicated with Michael Savage. Mm-hmm. Michael Wiener, that's his real name.
Cleared it up.
Well, I went to a website, and I don't want to give this guy any additional pub, because, like I said, I had never heard of this guy before last Monday. But there is spin on his website like I have never seen before. First off, do you know if you want to join his fan club? You know what it's called?
What?
The Paul Revere Society.
Why? Because the British are coming?
No, because he's like pro-conservative. He's a conservative, you know, going to fix America and make it like it was back in olden time.
Oh, F. Warning his fellow patriots.
So here is the first link.
That we're under attack?
Yes. Yeah, from the liberals.
All right. Here's the first link. Let me move my microphone over here. That just cracked my ass up. Remember last week I read you that story from the San Francisco Chronicle?
Right.
Remember that Michael Wiener, made a statement last week that you and I put this guy, East Coast Bob, up to making the phone call, and it was all a conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
and that we had launched tax against him, mm-hmm. and it was all, you know, a competing radio show thing?
He's made this guy, East Coast Bob, maybe more famous than he ever wanted to be.
Oh, yeah.
So it says here now, proof that Savage was set up.
Proof.
And then it says, the attached article from the San Francisco Chronicle confirms exactly what I have been saying. And notice now he's changed.
This is him talking?
Yeah. Yes, this is his website.
He has changed.
Now you remember that last week it said on the website, and he made statements to the press saying, it was someone affiliated with the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You know, they've made grandiose verbal attacks against me.
Yeah, right.
Et cetera. Well, now he writes, here's the proof that Savage was set up. The attached article from the San Francisco Chronicle confirms exactly what I have been saying. There was a crank caller, or worse, a setup to destroy me in television, orchestrated by unknown interests. Click below, and you will see who this person is, and that he admits he did it. You will also see that everything I told you about the incident thus far has been absolutely true. I specifically aimed my vitriol at this individual who had insulted me personally. I also thought that this interchange was taking place off the air. As this story unfolds, you will read it here first.
Oh, my God.
Now,
you know,
as if that's not BS enough,
yeah.
Hold on. Click up a little bit.
What is with these guys?
And here's the other headline. And there's a picture of a skunk. And it says, Fox News lies.
Uh-oh.
Lying about Michael Savage's ratings is not fair and balanced. A phony conservative is trying to put a knife in my back while I'm on the ground. It's bad enough when the liberals lie. Now a legion of so-called conservatives are creating false statements, publishing half-truths, and trying to rewrite the history of my ratings on television.
Yeah, everybody's lying except you.
Another right. of Fox's unknown clowns wrote a column this weekend stating that my ratings were savaged by Fox and CNN. Click below and see some rating samples. You will see that I was winning on television. I was beating CNN on some weekends and severely impacted Fox's lead. These are desperate words
yeah. wow.
from a very, very desperate disc jockey with bad teeth.
Yeah, and he's obviously preaching to his own fan base by yes. putting that on the website where he's not going to be questioned unless someone looks at it.
Oh, now, hold on. Here, now, I've also got news about the Paul Revere Society.
Very good.
There are eight things that the Paul Revere Society does.
Yes.
If you join, and I'm guessing that this you probably have to pay some money to join.
No doubt. Put on, like, fancy tight pants with high socks.
No,
white,
now,
white sheet.
And affirmative action. Hold on. Here's the first one. And affirmative action.
Yeah, okay.
Close the borders now.
Oh, God.
Deport all illegal immigrants now. Eliminate bilingual education in all states. Require health tests for all recent foreign-born immigrants. Make tax cuts permanent. Reduce the number of federal employees. Tort reform. Stop class action lawyers.
Okay, he's all over the place. But, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, come on.
Oh,
that's a familiar anthem.
Yeah, very familiar.
Then we have, hold on.
When they do that anti-immigrant thing over in Germany, fairly yeah. effectively.
Yes, they've
done that before.
Hold on. Oh, now, oh, there's one more. Savage loses TV show. The real story.
Yeah.
Real.
So, right. Got the pictures of this guy.
Any pictures of his teeth?
No. Now, he's not changed this yet from last week.
No.
Which is funny. I guess he's taken the part out about us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, he has.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, where's the Michael Savage stuff?
Oh,
will you load that in the machine for me? Because it's important that
so he's taking that. He's taking our names out of it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's his new and improved mea culpa.
Okay.
What happened on the air is much different than what is being reported. I was in the middle of an airline horror story segment with a great set. See photos above. Out of nowhere, a crank caller from a competitive talk show. No, I guess he hasn't changed.
Mm-mm.
Went from describing his airline horror story to making vicious personal attacks.
Oh,
me.
Shut up.
Yeah. I signaled and thought this crank caller was cut from the air.
He's lying.
His insults continued in my earpiece, and I reacted to him personally.
No, now, not insults. It's one thing the guy said.
As an individual who was attacking me to defend himself.
Liar.
Unfortunately, my personal comments to this crank caller were broadcast.
Yeah, now, here's the total absurdity of what he says. It's as though if he said it personally, that it somehow doesn't count.
It doesn't get on the air.
I mean, the fact that it did, you know, I mean, really, that's ridiculous. Now, granted, you can say the F word and say everything off air that you can't say on there, but I mean, this is what the guy chose to say.
And the other thing that's,
to put the guy down.
That's nuts is, I've read in other stories, he didn't know he was on the air.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes
from. That is crap. And, you know, I've not actually seen the video, but I've heard from more sources than one that when he wasn't on the air, he said it at the camera. Which is
until the next time on Unsavage Airways, this is Michael Savage. Let's go to a caller. If you have an airline horror story, give me a ring right here on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Did you have a worse case than this one?
Hey, Michael Savage. Pleasure to speak with you today.
Yeah.
I was flying out of LaGuardia.
Yeah.
And, there's two undercover security guards.
Yeah.
Somebody was smoking in the bathroom.
Someone was smoking in the bathroom.
Unbelievable.
Okay. And what happened?
Half hour into the flight, I need to suggest that Don and Mike take your... Because your teeth are real
all
bad.
Right, all right. So you're one of those sodomites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a sodomite?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're one of the sodomites. You should only get AIDS and die, you pig. How's that?
Oh.
Why don't you see if you can sue me, you pig? You got nothing better than to put me down, you piece of garbage? You got nothing to do today? Go eat a sausage and choke on it. Get trichinosis.
Now, here's my question. Exactly where...
Now, do we have more of that? Because I want to hear what he says after this.
Exactly where in this does he think he's not on the air?
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay?
Okay, we have another nice caller here who's busy because he didn't have a nice night in the bathhouse, is angry at me today. Huh? Get me another one. Put another sodomite on. No more calls, I don't care. Let's go to the next scene. I don't care about these bums. They mean nothing to me.
He is, absolutely certain that he's on the air.
Yes, he is.
Next scene. On to the next scene on the Savage Nation.
There's no break.
No.
There's no commercial break. There's no crying in baseball.
You are on the air, Mr. Savage.
Guy's just a liar. Too funny.
Unbelievable.
And I go to this website, and I have to thank a friend of mine, Frank, who lives out in the Bay Area, who sent me this over the weekend and said, really, you should go on this and read.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is obsessed with trying to spin out of this story.
Well, you know, that kind of radio, and I think everybody knows that kind of conservative radio, which you hear all over the place, you hear so many of these guys, that's their whole deal, is they can never be wrong. They can never have a dialogue. It's always their way or the highway. That's just the way it works.
I tell you, this Paul Revere never knew when he was on the air. Of course, they didn't have radio when Paul Revere.
No, of course not. And you know what? I think Paul Revere, you know, should be, would be turning around in his little colonial grave.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don, Mike, idiots, both of you. Right?
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Hey, San Francisco Bay Area caller. Been listening to you since KHDK, and then I migrated to San Francisco. Anyways, you were all over the radio, all over the television, all over the media, print media, by name, because of this Savage thing. I love Don and Mike. I hate Mike Savage. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I have a question for you, Don. Will this bring you back into the bosom of the Democratic Party?
Oh, no. No, he could.
You're still out there?
To me, he's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's a nut.
Yeah, he's a nut.
And frankly, what does the Paul Revere Society think?
Oh, God.
Let's ask them. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Lindsay and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Sean. Cherokee people.
Indian Reservation.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. And then Cherokee people in parentheses.
Ah, okay. Right.
Cherokee people. This is the Paul Revere Society that I'm in. Funny douchebag. Now, one more thing here before a break. I know what it was. It was Bonsai. So Fox is hyping this show.
Bonsai!
You've seen the ads. It looks like it's going to be a Japanese-style game show. Well, you know when we do stuff on this show, we go, oh, hello.
Right.
How are you doing?
Now, is this real Japanese people they use here?
No. Here's the thing. It's a takeoff of Jackass.
Okay.
It has American people on the show. They have Japanese announcers
okay.
who are using bad Japanese accents.
Do you see the announcers on camera at all?
No, you hear them. Well, no, every once in a while, yes, you do see their heads.
Okay, so they really are Japanese people.
Yeah, when they go, Banzai!
Right.
For instance, here's one of the things that they had last night. And I am not exaggerating when I tell you that this is how it was announced. Our next challenge, can a man with one leg shoot a soccer ball at a goalie who has only one arm? Bet now! Because you go to the website and you bet.
You bet on whether it can happen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here was another one.
Score a goal or shoot a goal?
Score a goal.
Score a goal.
Here was another one they had. It's time for supermarket challenge. And they're saying that's a challenge.
Right.
When honorable Japanese woman drop hanky, this man known as White Knight. They got a guy who's wearing a motorcycle helmet and a white scarf around his neck. He's inside a shopping cart, and he's got a mop that he's going to use as a joust. We'll be taking on the Black Knight. And this is a guy who's got a motorcycle helmet on and a black scarf around his neck. And they are both going to be pushed at each other in the grocery cart.
They're
going to
joust.
Now, they actually say, who will win?
Whitey or Bracky. Bet now. Bet now. Bet now.
Thanks, bet now. The other event they had that I really did enjoy was Mr. Shaking Hands Man. And his deal is that he will go up to a star. I believe they did Kelsey Grammer last night and shake his hand. And they time how long it'll be before the celebrity goes away. But the shaking hand man will continue to shake his hand. And then you place your bet now of how long the celebrity
before
will
go. Before like Kelsey can extricate himself
right,
from it.
Exactly.
And they had another one where it was, how long will Simon Cowell talk before he stops? Place your bets now. And while you're seeing this on the screen, you're seeing flashed on bet now, bet now, bet now. You go to the website.
So it's a wagering game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've got
how
the weird...
How did they get away with that?
They've got the weird... Well, I
no
think,
real money, right?
I think you're betting like to win Fox T-shirts and stuff.
All right, okay.
And they're showing like Japanese figures in the background dancing around with this crazy like Atari style...
well, how is it? You haven't said whether you liked it or not.
I watched it.
But you're not crazy about it.
Can't endorse it. Can't endorse it. Just called Rob, and I said to Rob, do you believe this? They're like going 1,000 times further than we would ever go
right.
with the hero.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they got Japanese people doing it. And on purpose, they never spoke in complete sentences. It was always, do you think he will do it? Japanese woman say... No. Bet now. Place your bets now.
But not particularly funny, the content.
No, Fox has invented the video equivalent that is the opposite of Excedrin. It is a headache.
Oh, really?
Ah. The colors and the pacing and the screaming. I mean, it is definitely something to take a look at.
So, if it can find its Tonight Show audience, it'll be all set.
Yes, Mac.
With bright colors.
Yeah, well, no, it's too bright. It's too much.
Really? Too much?
Yeah. It'll make people have spasms, I think, if you watch along.
Bet now.
Oh, bet right now.
Bet right now.
Lots of graphics.
Wow.
Yeah, and also, stop bet.
And on the bottom of the screen, you just see flashing, stop bet. Stop betting now. Stop betting now.
Stop bet.
Although I do want to get from my computer the font of the letters that they use, which is the greatest like Chinese food font you've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's great.
It looks like the stuff you see on the cartons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Fortune cookies. Please enjoy your food. Bye-bye.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, hey, it's Eric out in Baltimore. You're talking about Banzai. Wonder if you guys had heard about the TV show on TNN, The Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. It's another one of these Japanese
Talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Roy Hill turned me on to it. And the difference is, that's really a Japanese show.
Have you seen the ads on pay-per-view on the satellite for like, extreme fights? Not ultimate fighting, but, like, brawls?
Oh, yeah.
Where now they're just showing videotape that they have where crowds have gotten out of hand and started killing each other.
Thought about buying.
Wow.
So did I. But the show you're talking about is on TNN, and it is a true Japanese show. I told you about that. Like,
oh, right,
where
right.
a woman walks over a creek on a board.
Where they have guys sit on, like, a grape on an ice block.
And they're shooting... rubber bullets at her.
Oh, my God.
And that's a real show in which they've just dubbed in American voices.
Right. And, of course, for anybody that's into the Food Network, there's always Iron Chef.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Don, did you happen to see where they were doing the ladies turn around and you had to pick which lady had the red underwear on?
Yeah, white panty or red panty?
Did you get that right?
I don't even remember because I was just laughing about the fact that the guy was saying, white panty or red panty?
She is devil woman with red panty.
Yeah.
Banzai!
Praise Beth now.
But like a one-shot deal? Not you wouldn't go back and like log regular time with
it? If it's on next week, I'm going to tape it just so you could hear the inflection.
Right, right.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Did you guys know that Fox actually, I don't know if they bought it or took it from USA Network. They were playing that at late nights.
Were they really?
So Fox stole it from USA?
USA used to play that when they played the up late night movies. The same Chinese guy, bet now, bet now.
The same like BattleBots when that moved from...
BattleBots!
BattleBots, Don.
I do! Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, radio guys.
Howdy.
Banzai, it was really a Japanese show. Rather than taking it and reshowing it and dubbing it, they actually just completely reproduced it. But Banzai was on Japanese TV. They used to do stuff like where you had to bet which guy could eat more hot, you know, Japanese noodles, and they'd give these guys bowls of udon fresh out of the pot. So it was piping hot, and these guys would be stuffing it into their mouths.
Yeah, see, they've always had better game shows in Japan, and that was my thought, that this Banzai was finally going to be like a real Japanese game show.
Right. They also eat a lot of stuff that's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more cruel than anything I think we'd get away with here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, the guy stole my thunder about the being on USA, but I think the USA version was a lot better because their contests were a lot more twisted. They'd have previous, like, beauty contest pageant winners.
Press bets now. What color panty?
Yeah.
White panty?
It was how much sausage could they get down their throat, and then they measured where the bite mark was.
Mm. Okay, thank you. Anyway, it wasn't so much in the stunts that they did. It was the commentary
that
made me laugh. And I called Robin.
But a bit of a headache, huh?
Yeah. I called him. He said, "You watching this?" He said, "I just got off the phone with my dad."
Same time.
And boy, is this flattering. We just went to KHTK.com, our Sacramento radio station.
Oh, good.
Right here, Don and Mike show. Don and Rob from the Don and Mike show are coming to Sacramento Saturday, July 19th. Exclusive party at Club Aqua, 5 to 7 p.m. in Citrus Heights. The event is free, but you need to get a ticket at a KHTK ticket drop event to enter. Friday, June 11th, at the Sacramento Lumber Company, and it says click for the special coupon. And that's the special coupon.
Yeah.
Sacramento Lumber Company, West Capitol Avenue, decking, fencing, patio covers.
Thanks.
Additional for coupon. Don and Mike party special, 10% off on any redwood or cedar lumber in stock.
Party.
Hey, you know, when you get done finishing your deck, you can come out to the party.
It's such an honor.
You know, you freaking whores. I mean it. You know, it was just supposed to be a simple under-the-radar thing. I mean, we wanted people to know we were going to come there so we could see some of our listeners.
No need to pay for your flight or anything.
No, but glad to know they're going to be making plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
As is always the deal with Westwood One.
Right.
They're going to be making...
Yeah, they're making it hands over fist, but...
Plenty of money.
Right.
But, you know, Rob and I are just going out there because we've not been to Sacramento in a couple of years.
I'm unclear. Is that synergy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so?
Not unless Infinity owns the Sacramento Lumber Company.
Right. Well,
someday. You know, and more power to them, but, you know, I just imagine they would just announce we were going to be at some place.
No, they you know, that's why KHTK is KHTK.
But because of you, people are going to save money on cedar.
Absolutely.
God.
And, you know, I think really it would be my ideal for somebody to head out that really wants to finish a basement.
And I would urge anybody that doesn't want to go to a lumber company to just come out anyway. That, you know, if I'm there, I'm going to say, come on in.
Right.
I mean, if KHTK absolutely wants to have people go to a lumber company to get a ticket, let those people be in a special roped off area.
Yeah.
You know,
and the way these things often go, you know, you've got an entire week before you're going to be out there, and I'm sure that you'll be in contact with the station. And I'm sure they're giving you a thumbs up right now.
Yeah. Hey, this sucks, incidentally. This sucks. The whole thing is we're coming out there just to do like a meet and greet.
On your dime.
What a great bet.
Shut up.
It gets better.
I'm paying $4,000 for us to fly out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're leaving at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting back the next day like at 8 a.m.
And the lumberyard's going to do some great business.
They are. Yeah. And KHTK is turning a mighty little profit on this.
Sure. They sending a car for you at the airport?
Yeah, Subaru.
Subaru. Subaru.
No,
I don't know. I don't know any of the details.
I doubt it. They won't.
Yes, they
Rob's handled all that.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm sure that's a trade, though.
I guarantee it.
I'm sure it's a trade.
Sure it is.
I was going to tell you, you know what I'd rather do, Rob? I'd really rather just rent a car.
Uh-oh. They're picking you up in a lumber truck.
I'd rather just rent a car. Mike, do not give him the sign like that's bad.
I know. It's fine.
I'm an excellent driver.
No, it's purely selfish. I want to see both of you Monday.
Don and Mike.
Cars. That's right, cars. All about cars.
No. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I just want to...
We're at the hotel, Rob.
when anyway. You're in Sacramento, you need to watch for a new set of television commercials starring Patty Heaton. They're for a grocery chain, and she's wearing fancy ball gowns as she goes through the grocery store. And one shows her, they open up a new line because things have gotten backed up, and she thinks that they've opened the line because she's a famous television star.
See?
Wow.
See?
And then the other one.
Is that the chain I've heard of, Hunt Groceries?
No. No, it actually starts with an A, but there's also a second one where she runs around.
I think it's B-H-T. Gee, I think Big Hunt Groceries.
I thought it was BHP.
But anyway, there's a second one.
I'm a single successful guy.
There's a second commercial.
BHP.
If you remember, hold on, honey. Do you remember Fast Time at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
When Judge Reinhold was in the bathroom.
And he's talking to Arnold, and he's lecturing Arnold on what a single successful guy he is, as he's cleaning graffiti off the mirror.
Three very predominantly large words that have been spray painted on in black spray paint.
Right. Four.
Oh yeah. Big.
Eat.
Yeah.
Eat. Big. Hairy.
And then the P word.
Yeah. Anyway, so maybe it's BHP groceries. Although I don't think she probably has an LHP.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah,
a little hairy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Not BHP.
Well, I think it's pretty funny because I'm sure she does not do her own grocery shopping at all.
No, of course not. God, she is just.
See?
She is such a.
See.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Can you sense the excitement though that's starting to build out
there? Yeah.
The lumber savings alone.
I just gave Mike the finger. Not too late for you to join us, my friend.
I have an engagement over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. Your silly band gig.
Silly band, yeah. And make sure, you know, with all this promotion for the Sacramento thing, that, you know, we get equal time there. You know, I want to make sure, you know.
Okay, look, there's a difference. There's a difference there.
Here he goes.
I always promote your band gig. Give me credit for this.
Nobody does it better. I'm not ad-lib very nicely.
I'm not getting paid a dime to go to Sacramento. I'm paying thousands of dollars to fly us out there.
And Mike is looking at his nails.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much. That's nice. I'll just wait for my payback at baseball season. Come October.
I will bring a tape recorder when I take Tom to the titty bar.
Got a break. Oh, listen, you know, we've never gotten to this thing with Joe. I got a Joe bit.
Oh, good.
That Joe wrote, and we'll hear the first part, the setup to Joe's bit.
Comedy writer Joe Arden.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hey, but hey.
Did you watch the accident?
They like whole, not whole. Don and Mike.
Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi, hello.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering if you guys had heard of the Patton Oswalt was going to be on the History Channel tonight.
Yeah, I had thought that we were going to have him on today.
I figured you guys would know.
Yeah, Charlie said something to me last week that Patton and
Jerry
Stiller were going to be on the History Channel. Oh, hello, Mrs. Broyhill.
Hey, guys. What it is Patton and Jerry are hosting through, like, commercial and recorded things on the road week or something like that, where the History Channel visits different places around the country, and they're basically just in between segments and coming in and out of spots and what have you to discuss a little bit about the show.
And whatnot. Where are we going to get Patton to call in, though?
Yeah, we're going to talk to him one day later this week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you, Shane.
Yep.
All right, see ya.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
He'll be on later this week.
Okay, never mind.
Right. We'll have him later this week.
All right.
It'll be nice.
Good.
We like him.
After the show's been on. Mike, listen.
Yeah?
I know that you, like I, love... Well, you love to laugh.
I do love to laugh. And, I was just laughing.
And you love to laugh at the misfortune of others.
I certainly do.
And
as long as it's not happening to me.
And I know that it's been a long time ago and that we should be bigger people and we should just turn the other cheek.
Not us.
But I can't help it. WNEW, the cesspool of New York radio.
Yes. Something bad happened to them?
We worked there for a while.
We did. They weren't very nice to us.
And, they changed formats to something called Blink 1027.
Yeah.
You might remember, I potted that up for you for a while when they first went on the air, and then I got in big trouble for that. And, you know, Infinity, Westwood One, Viacom, cheapest goddamn company in the world. I don't care what business it is, it's the cheapest. You know, anytime we want anything to give away, they say we have no money to give anything away.
Right.
And they always say, we have no money for giveaways because we pay all the money in salary to you and all the people that are on the show.
Yes, which
is a bunch of crock because they get $2,500 a commercial.
Yeah.
You do the math. We play 18 minutes an hour.
Right.
But regardless, they got the station in New York that used to be WNEW, the station that we were on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they blew it up and they turned it into Blink 102.
Right.
Or as I call it, Barbie 102,
mm-hmm.
because it has a pink logo, and...
You would think that being in New York City, that WNEW would be call letters you would, might want to hold on.
Legendary.
Well, they decided that what they're going to do is make it the absolute model of synergy. That they were going to be all things to all people. It was going to be a radio station that was going to play... all kinds of music, regardless of genre, regardless of what era the music came from. It was going to be driven by AOL. You could, you know, email your request because AOL is a Viacom partner.
Right.
They were going to have gossip reports from VH1 and MTV because those companies are owned by Viacom.
You're saying they were.
Well, no, they are. They did.
They're still doing it.
They did. They hired Lizzie Grubman. Mm-hmm. The lady who ran over the people in the Hamptons to be their traffic reporter.
That's good criteria.
They have Jennifer Lopez's sister doing the morning show.
That's strong.
With her retarded boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired possibly the worst program director in the world, Steve Kushner.
Right.
Who had been doing an awful job at K-Rock in New York and was just hanging by a pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
They finally pulled him out of there and then put him in this station.
Oh, so he left K-Rock.
Yeah. Not of his own choice.
Oh, really?
They said...
I thought he was doing both. He's not. He's just doing... Whoa.
Wow.
So...
Whoa.
And on top of all that, Infinity, the cheapest company in the world, put a lot of money into the launch of this station. They had a gigantic party in Times Square, exclusive. They had Shania Twain. They had Mariah Carey. They got bus boards. They got billboards. They got commercials. The last book for WNEW,
mm-hmm.
which we weren't there for, nobody was there for except Ron and Fez.
How they doing?
Was a 0.7. Then in the winter, when they were still just WNEW, it was a 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ratings that have just been released today for spring 2003, let's hear it, as Blink 1027 pulled a 0.7, the exact... same abysmal number as WNEW pulled when the only live show they had was our friends Ron and Fez.
Oh, that's progress.
There you go. That.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I know we shouldn't hold a grudge. We should let it go.
Yeah, but we do. Should. We do hold a grudge.
But it's just, it's too funny.
Yeah.
It's too funny. We were on the station for whatever reason, you know, I mean, that's all water under the bridge now that we don't work there anymore.
Right.
But certainly a talk format could have worked on WNEW.
Absolutely.
But they blow it up. They drag their feet.
Right.
They kept the entire industry waiting to see what they were going to do, what scary, crazy, great idea they were going to do. And they come up with Barbie 1027, excuse me, Blink 1027.
All things to all people.
Which was supposed to set the market on fire. And they spent money like this company never spends money. Congratulations.
You did it.
You averaged the same bad rating
right
as when you were running
all reruns of talk shows.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Congratulations. Congratulations all around, and especially to Steve Kushner. Bingo, baby. The man who ordered Lou Katz not to be the best man at my wedding.
God, we found that out only a short time ago.
22 years ago.
Amazing.
Steve. Okay. Anyway, I know that's very inside.
Hey, but I think it's wonderful, and anybody that you know is familiar with our saga up there at WNEW knows that we put an awful lot of our blood, sweat, and tears into that radio station, and it's a shame that things didn't work out, but if it has to be this way, let's gloat, shall we?
It has to be this way. Blink. 0.7.
Mr. Blutarski.
Wow. I wonder how they're going to spin out of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard to spin out of. Well, we were only on for a couple of months. The war.
A lot of brain thrust.
Don't forget there was the war going on. There was the thing. There was the war. And then there was the thing with the station. There was the war. Love it. Love it when that happens. Okay, before we get to Joe, this is also radio related. Boy, I've been holding on to this for a long time, since May. This is an article from Radio and Records called The Art of Call Screening.
I love it when Radio and Records does a how-to column.
Now, I have the original article. I'm going to read it for you here, and then we're going to call Joe in, because Joe is actually, on his own word processor, typed out his response to this article.
Wonderful. Yeah, and he put a tremendous amount of time into this.
He really did. The Art of Call Screening. This is written by Al Peterson with Radio and Records.
Just before you start on that, I should mention to everybody that might not know that the call screening situation is on most talk shows. The first line of defense, when you call in, you get a guy that says, what do you want to talk about? That's what they do back there. Because the majority of people don't call radio stations. Cool. They just sit back and they listen.
Now, we take a lot of unscreened calls, but a lot of the calls we take are calls that Joe has to work his way through.
Mm-hmm.
However, this article makes his position seem entirely too significant. While no one would suggest the real star of a talk radio show is anyone but the host, most hosts will admit it's the people behind the scenes who are in large responsible for the success of their programs. I don't think I'm ready to say that, are you?
Not if you put needles in my eyes.
Although any number of individuals are important backstage players to a talk show, yes, that's right. And I love all the people who work back there. I really do. The person screening calls is truly a key player. Let me see. Greater Media International President Valerie Geller.
Hello, Valerie.
Hi, Val.
Has spent much of her professional career helping talent and supporting players create powerful talk radio shows. Quote, whether you work in New York, Los Angeles, Washington, Memphis, or a much, much smaller market, call screening is a key ingredient to a successful live talk show.
Amen.
If you work with a talk show that's live with audience participation, you already know what a great caller can add to a broadcast. Conversely, you know how a bad or boring caller can be a show killer.
That's why when I walk by Joe Artinger each and every day, I said, Joe, make me a hero today.
So, how do you screen calls effectively? Handling bad or boring callers, attract great callers, and screen out mediocre callers. Are there methods to coach average or mediocre callers to become better and more powerful? Geller answers an enthusiastic yes.
Yeah, of course.
To these questions and offers suggestions.
You want to have a tutorial with them.
Contrary to popular belief, quote, getting through a talk show is not a given right in a free and democratic society. In order to qualify, the caller must have something to say.
Down right there.
Utilize callers to further the on-air product, much the way disc jockeys use music. Now, here's something she said that is true. Fact, less than 1% of the audience will ever call a talk show.
Right.
So you've got to do the show for the 99% who are listening. Don't play to the callers.
Is it me?
Look for good call screeners, and they look for the offbeat callers when they want to add to a show.
Is it me?
Normal people are not very interesting. Often it's the weird ones with strange experiences.
Hey, buddy.
Who make those magic moments on the air.
Hello, Don.
What is a good caller? Geller says there are no rules about regular callers to a talk show except one.
You sound different.
Bad regular callers should never get on, and good regular callers should.
In fact, sometimes I've been known to hire hosts who were formerly regular callers to a show on the station.
Wow. There you go.
Stupid this. Just what is a good caller? You know it when you hear it, says. A good caller is relevant, interesting, funny, or poignant, and has a story to tell.
Is this Don and Mike? No, it ain't.
Can this caller take an audience on a journey they cannot take on their own? Has this person experienced the thing the host is talking about? As a producer or screener, you must mine for that gold out there.
I'm not like that last guy.
Sometimes. I just want to say I heard that guy from Wichita.
Not all people
are like
Wichita.
That.
We're not like that.
Come on, Dawn.
You sound different.
You do.
This ain't Don and Mike.
Geller urges screeners to coach and direct callers. This would be the worst thing. Coach and direct callers before they're put on the air, especially when it comes to greeting a host. Tell them the host is fine, you're fine, everyone's fine. Say, we're happy you love the show, but we need you not to greet the host with a very long hello. Mm-hmm. This is a radio show, not a phone conversation. Now coaching callers. Geller reminds screeners that even good-sounding people on hold can go bust once they get on the air. People get nervous. Every call screener has had the experience of having a great caller before they hit the airwaves who bombs after the host takes the call. Here's why. We're around live broadcasts all the time and forget that for someone who's new to it, it can be terrifying.
Nice.
So, coach your callers to take a breath. Get right to the point. Don't read from notes. Remind them.
Don't say the S word.
Don't worry about looking foolish. Another suggestion Geller has is to become a caller to yourself, to live the experience.
Oh, no.
We've done that. We've done that many times.
Yeah, we've crank called on the show.
We have.
If you as a producer or a screener have not had the experience of calling a talk show, I suggest you try it. Call the Larry King Show or some other show. Hey, that's what East Coast Bob did.
Yeah.
Call the Larry King Show or some other show where you watch or listen. See?
Hello.
Producer feels when you get screened.
Hello.
How to say no.
No.
Geller reminds screeners a good talk show may have to reject as many as 50% of the calls that come in.
That many.
So a good phone screener knows how to say no.
Please hold.
Communicate with the host. Geller says it's important for the call screener to stay in communication with the host throughout the course of the program.
Just like you communicated with your brother, Yuri.
Then we have sequencing is important. Not only does the show need good callers to make it work, those calls need to come to the host in a logical and well-considered sequence. What radio has this dumb cunny ever worked for?
Radio gods.
Let me see.
Cunny!
The first call on the show should be the best possible caller. This is a rule that's broken every day on this show. Because the first call sets the tempo for the rest of the show.
I agree with that.
Also, the first call out of every break should be the strongest one you have waiting. Someone who's energetic and passionate. You should never feel obligated to take calls in the order in which they come in.
Am I caller 100?
Don't be concerned how long someone's been on hold. That's one of my favorite games. We find someone who's been waiting on hold like for 2 hours.
I love you guys. I'd wait all day.
Geller says the screening process begins with a caller from the moment you pick up the phone. You should be able to analyze a caller very quickly and determine if they fit the criteria you're going for. Answer the phone with the station's name and ask, what is your question or comment? What is your opinion? Or can you give me a brief summary of your point?
Mm-hmm. You guys is... I never listened to you guys' show.
Joe. If the caller does not meet the criteria, he or she should be politely rejected.
I have been listening and whatnot.
You should then go to the next call up and be ready to go. If the caller meets the criteria, summarize his or her point on the computer screen for the host. Blah, blah, blah. And then the host moves the show. Anyway.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's...
You can't take that much time.
No.
That's bad. And frankly, no offense to you guys who call. It's giving you way too much credit and way too much power. Because, let's be honest, 80% of the calls that we get on this show suck.
90.
Yeah, but even the ones that suck are fun.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, that's the point.
I have a joke.
So,
Joe read this.
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
I gave it to Joe. And Joe actually wrote an article.
That's good.
The Art of Call Screening by Joe Ardinger.
Yeah. Jill's not just a name, it's an idea.
And when we come back, a double treat. Not only will you get to hear the response,
right?
Joe will read it himself.
Hey, fantastic.
Because who doesn't love hearing Joe read?
And if it's his, you know, from his own pen, he'll read it with a great deal of... No, he won't.
Well, he does feel strongly about this.
Yeah. I hope that he gives more emotion to this reading than he has to previous readings.
It'll be fine.
I believe. Now, I've not read this. Yeah. I've only read the very beginning. I don't think that you'll be disappointed. here is generally the way that we say your call is no good.
There it is.
That's how you know.
You hear that sound.
That clicking sound will indicate you will not be on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, I want to tell them that they suck ass. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was listening a long time ago, and I normally make my commute
Hi, Joe.
Here's one I received today. Yeah, my dog's afraid of thunderstorms, too.
All right, Joe, stand by. We'll do this in the next break. Joe's response to the Art of Call Screening.
That's a good sign.
Coming right.
We're here aboard.
Oh, right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
And I want to thank the mystery person. This is like, come on in, Joe. I want to thank the mystery person that sent me. You know, there was that picture of Jennifer Aniston in Vanity Fair that Buzz pulled out of the magazine for me.
Right.
Some wonderful person out there. I got an envelope today. Had it printed.
Oh, my.
Without the words.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just on one side, it's Jennifer Aniston, who is just my number one F bitch of all time in a T-shirt.
Compliment. Won't she be thrilled at that description?
And it's see-through. You can see her boobs and her nipples.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another picture someone sent me of her on an award show where you can see her nipples. And then there's a new one of her.
Might be the best yet.
Where she's wearing... Check that one out, Joe.
Yes. Oh.
Where she's wearing a white top. You seen that one before, Buzz?
I have not.
Isn't that great?
That's incredible.
I think that might be from Rolling Stone.
And you know, it's the best picture of her, too.
Yeah.
That one right there, the last one.
Anyway, that right there, I got that. That's inspiration in front of me every day.
And that was sent to you anonymously?
Yep.
Isn't that great?
And they're all contained in a stain-proof plastic pouch.
There you go. Same pouch that I've had for you. It's the PV-119.
The PV-119, which you... I can't believe how long that's lasted.
Yeah. Well, that's the power of the PV-119, Mike.
Or is it the power of your organizational skills that you're kind of a neatnik with your all your stuff?
Yeah, but this is all... When I went to put the new pictures of Jennifer Aniston in there...
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't split open because of age.
It's all cut up and it's got like... splinters in the side of it.
Right.
But look at that. It just right there. There's the picture. And you know what's funny is we worked for a guy once who told us that, like, when you were doing a radio show, you should put a picture of Madonna in front of you.
Right, right.
So that you would pretend like when you're doing the show, you were talking to a woman.
No, now you look at that picture and you're talking to... You know, I'm going to get a picture, too. That's good to motivate. You use that to motivate yourself, too.
Is that
what you do? Do you speak to her?
No.
Are you talking to Jennifer?
She's just so freaking hot.
For most of the show, I've been talking to Paris Hilton's ass.
I have some pictures, Mike, if you'd like them.
Yeah, I'd like
them. I have your choice of Red, the Red Roof bobblehead doll.
Okay.
Or Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, that's inspiring.
Jerry Lewis is the kid there.
Don't forget, Mike, you got your dead Dale Earnhardt statue.
Right.
Yeah, but his back is turned.
Joe, I've got Elvis here, too.
Joe, are you ready for your retort?
Sure.
To the article in Radio and Records, The Art of Call Screening. Ladies and gentlemen... If you've never heard this part of the show before, get ready for a real treat. When the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger,
tries to read his own writing.
Here he is now with his response. I gave him the article that I just read you from Radio and Records, and here now is Joe's response, how to be a successful call screener. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Jill's not just a name, it's an idea.
Joe Ardinger.
Call screening is a reflection of the show that anyone is working for. You can only do as well as your talent can work with.
A vast majority of radio show hosts in this country simply blow ads. If you don't believe me, just drive outside of any top 10 radio market and tune in. And listening in the top 10 markets is no guarantee that you are listening to a good program either. If you are lucky enough to have a gig like mine, there is a comfort zone in knowing that your talent is able to handle the worst of callers.
See, now this is kind of an ass-kissy thing, but it's okay.
More on that later. Let's get down to the art of screening, starting with the first point of the call. Qualifying the caller. Qualifying the caller is quite simple. It is important to make sure that the caller is A, listening to the show and tracking with the current topic that the host is talking about, B, has a clear signal on their cell phone since the advent of technology has enabled any idiot to call in from anywhere.
Or write an article.
And finally, well, that would be word perfect. And finally, the caller can string together two sentences at a time.
That's important.
Let's look at some examples.
Okay, here we go.
Example one, screener, Don and Mike show, caller. Is this the Don and Mike show? Screener. Click.
That's how he does.
People who have to ask if they are calling who they are calling are dropped. This happens 50% of the time on an average day. Mm-hmm. Since they don't even know who they are calling, why should I care? They'll call back anyway. Trust me. Example two, screener, Don and Mike show, caller. Yeah. Noise in the background show from the radio. Screener, what can I do for you? Huh? Screener, click. This caller is typically in his car with all his windows open, radio full blast, and driving with his head out the window. I can't put this clown through. I mean, really, give me a break. Example three. Like
it's also a chance for Joe to get some of this out of his
vent. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Example three. Screener. Don and Mike show. Caller. Yo, can I talk to Don and Mike? Screener. What do you got? Caller. I just want to tell them how great they are. Screener. Click.
Oh, well, hold on, Joe.
Caller is dropped because this is a feeble attempt to get through with an agenda of his own. Agenda callers include people with websites to plug, businesses to plug, and disgruntled fans of former radio programs that are no longer on the air.
Huh.
As a general rule, if you apply the no love, no hate calls mandate to your screening, you will sift these callers out rather simply.
All right.
A general rule.
Yeah. That's as a general rule or so whatnot.
So, how do you get through to a show like Don and Mike?
How do you, Joe?
It's almost too easy.
I'm a little bit worried about this information now being let out, but I guess you're going to do it anyway.
Screener, Don and Mike show. Caller, yeah, they're talking about the Matrix flick? Screener, yes. Caller, I saw it. Screener, what's your name? Caller, Justin from Sacramento. Screener, what do you want to say about the movie? Caller, blah, blah, blah. At this point, I'm typing him in. I'm not listening to what he's saying, but rather listening to whether he's legit. If I have any doubts, I'm recording his phone number in case I need it in the future. More on that later, too.
That's my boy.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's good.
Why coach callers when qualifying is easier and more reliable?
Do you remember that in the article, the dumb woman said you got to coach these people that call the radio?
When Joe just has this, you know, little, and it has a lot to do with a relevant call that has to do with what we're talking about.
System.
Five easy ways to say no.
Here we go.
One, hang up. Two, empathize with the caller. I realize the cable company blows monkey ass, but they are a valued client to this company, and I just can't put you through. Three, if you take a call during a peak hour, like 5 o'clock hour, and the caller is way off topic or calling about something from the day before, ask him to call earlier in the show the next day. He won't be able to because he'll still be at work. Four, tell them that their cell phone is breaking up, even if it isn't. Five, tell them to F-O.
Oh!
Wow!
Joe.
Don't communicate with the host.
Yeah, now, see, this is very important, Joe, and I'm glad that you brought this up.
The opposite.
Because one thing in this article said, always communicate with the host.
Right.
And I don't want to hear anything from Joe or Charlie or Lisa or Alan or anybody.
Not during the heat of battle.
Right.
I'll continue. Do not communicate with the host unless he needs a refill of his Diet Vanilla Coke. The producers of the show will make it very clear if there is a problem with the calls. It is quite possible that you may lose track of the show over the monitor in the producer's room due to the endless cell phone calls and bickering over their upcoming wedding. You are the screener, after all. If a bad call
now, Joe, that has to be amended because they're married.
Yeah.
They're married now.
Okay.
or bickering over the fact that the groom had his cell phone on during the wedding. You are the screener, after all, and if a bad call gets through, just take the hit. It's all part of the gig. Also, don't be afraid to ask the caller where the show is going, since he may want to touch on that topic only mentioned once by the host.
Hold on, here's Lisa.
Or your mini putt-putt golf game that's on your screen that you forgot to qualify the guy who called yesterday. Or on Friday.
The what?
The mini putt-putt game?
Playing mini putt-putt golf to be able to.
Oh, now they're starting to feed on each other. Watch out, ladies and gentlemen.
I knew that wouldn't go over too well.
What, were you playing a video game?
Yeah.
God.
I like mini golf, and Charlie and Lisa like solitaire.
Joe.
Everybody has
too much. Is it too much to ask that anybody back in that room, just for 4 hours, just try listening to the show?
It might be a good idea.
We do.
Joe.
It's a great show.
Not like we're asking you to listen to O'Reilly.
Putt-putt, solitaire.
My God.
Anyway, go ahead.
Solitaire, Jack.
You are a great screener.
Thank you.
You are a great putt-putt game.
Joe.
Keep reading, Joe.
Joe.
Don't sequence calls. Don't sequence calls. Your host can pick and choose on his own. If you get too involved with sequencing calls, then you run the risk of what is referred to as doing your own show from call screening. You can unwittingly delay good callers from getting on. Mm-hmm. And amazingly, some will say, "That's all I wanted to say," and hang up like they were actually on the air.
Almost done.
And finally, use technology to your advantage and other tools.
What? You're so dense.
The screening software used today is truly wonderful. If I have a caller that is a hate caller that I've already hung up on, chances are that I've recorded his number from caller ID, and when I see his number pop up again, I simply click on it and drop it off my computer screen. In days gone past, if I had a suspicious caller, I would ask where they were calling from and then what station they are listening to in that town. That would throw them, and they would usually hang up. Referring to the worst of callers that I mentioned earlier in this article, I had a caller that called almost every day with some truly serious threats. I had referred his info to the legal department, but they really couldn't do anything. So one night I'm drinking in a bar, and these two kind of shady guys figured out who I was and who I worked for. They wanted to know stuff about the show, and the subject got around to bad callers. One of them mentioned casually that if I ever got a dickhead that you can't handle, you let me deal with him, and that'll be that. I replied that, as a matter of fact, I did have a name and number of the guy, but that since he was using a cell phone to call the show, I couldn't quite track him down. This guy asked me if I had the name and number, which I actually did have in my wallet.
Wow.
So I gave it to these two guys, and the guy says, "This is cake, Joe. You'll not be hearing from this guy again. I've never heard from that caller again, and I don't know nothing about it."
Yeah. There you go.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
There you go. That,
Joe.
That is Joe's response. That did not disappoint. Joe Archer, once again.
Yeah. Thank you, Joey.
Surprising everybody.
Great ending.
Go back and enjoy your putt-putt, and Dolly's and Charlie enjoy their solitaire.
Wow.
You know, general manager doesn't listen to the show. The sales staff doesn't listen to the show. There's four people in this building who listen to the show right now.
Absolutely.
And they're in this room right now. It's me and Mike and Buzz and Rob.
And a whole bunch of listeners.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, Joden.
Joseph Ardinger, everybody.
Yeah, there he is.
Can we get high?
The Art of Call Screening by Joe Ardinger. Look, he used fancy fonts and everything.
And you know, I was thoroughly entertained by that.
It was good.
I mean, he really didn't do his own writing justice, which is what I predicted would happen.
He actually did a very nice job of point for point telling the lady from the magazine why she was wrong.
Sure. And then ended up with, you know, meeting thugs in a bar.
And I don't doubt that he carried it. I just happen to have the number in my wallet
right here. He's the one that's really been bugging me.
Go kick his ass. All right, we got a break. When we come back, listen, we're giving away a trip on Southwest Airlines. You fly anywhere.
Wow.
And you can win this from any market. You want to get out a pen and a piece of paper.
This is one of our favorites.
We're going to be playing Can You Get to 10 when we get right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me, Franklin. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single. She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? Yeah, there's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
She's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
I'm not a good reader.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you today. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frank. Way to work it through.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it. My throat's dry. I'm sorry. Who spoke her?
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, hey.
Did you wash your ass today?
Right.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Craig Wilson mentioned there in that bumper. Mm-hmm. He's one of the people that I want to use in today's version of... That's right. That favorite, Can You Get to Town?
Here's a chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's own band.
Dial this in, folks.
Through their list of lies from 1 to number 10.
You will want to get out a pencil and a piece of paper.
You are a great audience.
Thank you. You are a great game. Can you get to 10?
A list of 10.
You are a great guy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're giving away every day this week. A pair of round-trip tickets, airline tickets, fly on Southwest Airline to any destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines has convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low-fare leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities and 30 states. And trust me, the ones that they don't go to are the ones that you don't want to go to.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Like the Dakotas. And Rob, yes. They do fly to Sacramento.
No kidding.
They do.
Fantastic.
So here's what you do. You get out a pencil and a paper right now. Because we are going to write down 10 lies involving celebrities.
Right.
Each one more unbelievable than the previous one. Then once you get the lies in the correct order, you call us up. 877-365-3636. And we call your mother or father. And we tell them you're on the radio and that you're going to win a prize. You just have to tell them something.
Yeah, tell them the story.
Now, you get all the way through all 10, and your mother or father believes you, or at the very least doesn't say, "Yeah, this sounds hinky. I think you're full of crap. I think you're lying.
You're full of ass, Robert."
Then you win. You win the Southwest Airline tickets to go anywhere that they fly to, the destination of your choice.
A wonderful prize.
Mm-hmm. Now, we always like to get some celebrities first. I do have a couple of ones that I've written down here in advance, and then I'll, of course, ask for feedback from the panel.
Very good.
I'm going on last week's show, so, of course, we have to have Candace Bushnell.
Mm-hmm.
And Mick Foley.
Right.
I'd also like to add Craig Wilson from USA Today. And I toss it to Mike.
Christina Aguilera.
And Buzz.
Ryan Seacrest.
Hot.
It's a lovely mixture. How many is that total?
That's five.
That's enough.
So, yeah. Should we put Rudy in or no? But no, because we have Craig from USA Today.
Yeah, I don't see any need to put Rudy in anymore.
So, follow along very carefully. When we get to number 10, I'll tell you that the payoff is going to be, and this is the only thing that you have to say verbatim to your parents. It'll end up being, once we get to number 10, and Mom or Dad, Candace Bushnell, Mick Foley, Craig Wilson, Christina Aguilera, Ryan Seacrest, and myself had glorious six-way sex.
That's right.
That's the only thing that we demand you say verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
You name the celebrities, and you say that you had glorious six-way sex.
Now, we've got a lot more women in it than we normally do. Normally, it's a lot of men.
Well,
and that works in both ways.
Craig,
yes,
and Ryan.
And Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, right. So,
okay.
So here we go. Now, when we actually play the game, we are not going to ask you to stick directly to the script that we write
because we broadcast it. We read this list last week about 47, 48 cities.
Right.
So you're going to have to tailor it to your city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For instance, if you're listening on WYSP, you're not going to want to say that they were at the downtown D.C. Marriott.
No.
But you say the hotel and whatever the big fancy hotel is in the city you're broadcasting, you know, where you're hearing us.
Right.
Now, also, one last point before we write these laws. If you just call your mom or dad up and go, Mom, you are not going to believe this. If you're like Joe, if you read like Joe and you go through them too fast,
yeah,
then you get disqualified.
Right.
You have to weave the tale a little bit. A little creative writing on your own part. And, you know, we've gotten in the past, we do this like twice a year, and we've gotten some really good people who lie to their parents a lot.
Real craftsmen.
So let's start with number one.
One.
Mom or Dad, I was downtown today having lunch at the Marriott. And you're not going to believe who I saw coming out. Why, the hottest TV star on the planet, the host of American Idol, Ryan Seacrest. So I stopped him and asked him for his autograph. That's number one. You're coming out of lunch hotel, and we're all writing this down now too.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, hotel, Ryan Seacrest, autograph. Mike.
He was the nicest guy I'd ever met. So nice that he asked me if he could give me a lift to wherever I was going. When I said yes, we got in the limo, and inside the limousine was a friend of his, USA Today's Craig Wilson.
All right, let me write this down.
He was so nice that he offered me a lift in his limousine. And when we got inside, he introduced me to his friend, USA Today's Craig Wilson.
All right, I've just written down, he was very nice. Asked if he could give me a lift. We got into his limo, and inside was his good friend, Craig Wilson from USA Today. Lie number three. The limo's driving, I'm not sure where we're going, when all of a sudden, Ryan gets a cell phone call. He seems distressed. So he put Ryan, cell phone,
mm-hmm.
Distressed. I say, what was that? He says, Christina Aguilera. Her limo has just broken down. Okay? So that was Christina Aguilera on the phone. And her limo has broken down. Mike.
We pick up Christina Aguilera, and she's frantic. She says, I'm 2 hours late for Candace Bushnell's private erotic book party. We pick Christina Aguilera up. She is frantic. She says, I'm 2 hours late for Candace Bushnell's private erotic book party.
Okay. Everybody follow here?
Yeah.
So far, you have number one, Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I was downtown. I was at the Marriott. I was having lunch. I left. I walk out. Nicest guy, Ryan Seacrest from American Idol was there. Nicest guy in the world. I asked him for his autograph. Lie number two. You're not going to believe how great this guy was. He gave me the autograph, and he asked me if I needed a lift. I said, yeah, sure. He said, I'll take you anywhere. I got to his limo. Inside his limo was Craig Wilson, friend of his from USA Today. Line number three. We're driving the limo. I'm not sure where we're going. Ryan Seacrest's cell phone rings. He seems stressed. I say to him, who was that? He says, it was Christina Aguilera. Her limo broke down. We're going to pick her up. She's in town, too.
Mm-hmm.
Line number four. We go to pick her up. Christina Aguilera, Mom, she is frantic. She says she is 2 hours late for Candace Bushnell's exotic book party.
Private erotic.
Erotic. Private.
I will insist.
Private erotic.
Private erotic book party.
Line number five. En route to the party, we make a stop. At a biker bar. Lo and behold, out staggers a man smelling of his own feces. He is a wrestler known as Mankind. He is also a friend of Ryan's who is coming with us to the party. And you know what? Change feces. I don't like him mad.
Yeah.
Make him just smelling like beer.
Yeah.
Smells like beer. Beer. He's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind. So you stop at a Barker Bar. Smells like beer. It's Mankind. He's coming with us. That's number five. And Mom, incidentally, I can't believe any of this is happening to me.
All right.
Lie number six, Mike.
We have to drop Christina at Candace's party. When we get to the hotel, Candace is standing outside, furious. We open the door and tell Candace... What's that, Rob?
She's pointing at her watch.
Pointing at her watch. Candace is standing outside the hotel, furious.
Mm-hmm.
We kidnap Candace and bring her into the limo and take off with all of us in the limousine. We get to the hotel... Candace is outside, furious. So we kidnap Candace. We put her in our limousine.
And we drive away.
We drive away.
Number seven. Mankind says, let's go back to the bar. To the biker bar. I was having a great time. But as we're pulling up, he gets sick, and he throws up all over Candace Bushnell. So number seven is Mankind says, let's go back to the biker bar. That's a good party.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets sick. Yeah! Throws up all over Candy.
Oh, dear.
Number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the biker bar. Sick. Get sick. Pukes on Candace Bushnell. Mike.
At this point, everyone's covered with vomit. And our only option is to pull in to a local car wash and take our clothes off.
Wow.
At this point, everyone is covered with a little bit of Mankind's vomit. And the only option is to pull into a local car wash and take our clothes off.
Our clothes off. Okay. Number nine. Number nine.
Now, this is a good little sequence here, I think.
So, Mom and Dad, there we are, naked in this stretch limousine. We got the windows down. We've got the sunroof open. Everybody gets wet and soapy.
Mm-hmm. In the car wash.
In the car wash.
So they're naked in the car. They wash off in the car wash, right?
Mm-hmm. And suddenly, I see Ryan kissing Craig. So the sunroof is open and all the windows. Everybody's nude. Soapy. Ryan kissing Craig. Okay, we got to wind this up now. We're up to number 10.
Right. Then we all get back, still naked, into the limousine. And inside the limo, Mankind, Christina Aguilera, Craig Wilson, Ryan Seacrest, Candace Bushnell, and I all have glorious six-way sex.
Yeah, and you got to say that, like, Mom, I'm not proud of this.
Yeah.
So the deal is, you get out of the when we get out of the car wash,
mm-hmm.
and we're all clean, but we're all naked. It's a very highly erotic feeling that's started to bubble up in this, pun intended, in this limo. So
one thing led to another.
You know, we put the windows back up. They're tinted windows, and we had glorious. So let's
with Mankind, Christina Aguilera, Candace Bushnell, Ryan Seacrest,
and Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson and I.
Let's review. Line number one. Hey, Mom, it's me, Don. You're not going to believe this. I'm downtown today. I'm at the Marriott Marquis. I'm having lunch in his hotel. I'm leaving, and I see Ryan Seacrest, you know, the guy from American Idol, asking for his autograph. Line number one.
Mm-hmm.
Line number two. Mom, you're not going to be how believe how nice he is. He gave me his autograph, and then he says to me, do you want a lift? And this big limo pulls up, and I said, of course, I'd be glad to get. Wow, I'm in a limo with Ryan Seacrest. Mm-hmm. He introduces me to his friend, Craig Wilson from USA Today. Line number three. So we're driving along. I don't know where we're going.
Right.
Ryan's cell phone rings, and he seems really outraged. He hangs up the phone. I said, what was that? He said, that was Christina Aguilera. She's a rock star friend of mine. Her limo just broke down. She's in town, too. Well, I mean, you're not going to believe this. I don't know if there's like a rock star convention or something, a show, but we go to pick her up because her limo's broken down. We go and we see her. She's at her limo. She's frantic because she's 2 hours late for Candace Bushnell's private erotic book party. You know, Candace Bushnell is the lady who writes Sex in the City.
Right.
So we're en route to this party, and we stop at a biker bar. And this guy comes out, and he smells like beer. And they introduce him. He's a wrestler. His name is Mankind. And they say, he's a friend. He's coming with us, too. So we finally get to the hotel where this exotic private book party is.
Erotic,
excuse me. We get there. We're ready to drop off Christina Aguilera. Candace Bushnell is furious.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at her watch saying, we're late. So what we do is, instead of going to the party, we just grab Candace Bushnell, mm-hmm. and we pull her into the limo, and we take off. When we're driving again, I said, where are we going? And then this guy, Mankind, this wrestler, he said, hey, I know what we should do. We should go back to the biker bar. But then, Mom, you're not going to believe it. He smelled like beer. He started to puke, and he got sick, and he vomited all over Candace Bushnell. Mom, you're not going to believe this, really. I mean, I know it sounds nuts. At this point, he's puking down all over the place, and everybody is covered with Mankind's vomit. So we do the only thing that we can do. There's a car wash there. I'm sure you've seen that car wash over on Route 7. We pull in. We open up the windows and the sunroofs. We take our clothes off. We go through the car wash. We're covered in vomit. Number nine. While we're going through the car wash, because we have so much vomit on us, and we smell like beer. Like I said, the sunroof is open. The windows are open. We're all naked. All of a sudden, Mom, it was really kind of gross that Ryan Seacrest started kissing this guy, Craig Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what happened. We got through the car wash, and they rolled the windows back up, and we were all still naked and soapy. And
in the back of the limo?
In the back of the limo.
Yeah.
I had glorious six-way sex with Candace Bushnell, Mankind, Craig Wilson, Christina Aguilera, and Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
There it is.
Beautiful.
That's how.
Good luck.
That's how you play this game.
Now here's your chance to win a prize.
Give us some credit.
We've never had car sex before.
Yeah. And we've never had such a diverse bunch of celebrities.
No, it's fantastic. And you throw in, you know, everybody naked in a car wash.
Yeah.
It's like an erotic novel.
So. Yeah. Can you sell your mom or dad on this lie? And if incidentally, all crap detectors will be out.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
If we think you've set this up in advance,
you're in trouble.
We'll shut you down right away.
That's right.
Like I said, if you call up, you go, Mom, I want to tell you a story. Had lunch at a hotel, met Ryan Seacrest, got his autograph. He was real nice. Then we got a limo with Lionel. We're going to cut you off again.
Make the story your own.
Mm-hmm. So,
with all the pertinent facts.
You want to play? You want to win the Southwest Airfare anywhere? 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's fucking awful. It's a young man. Heart disease. The silent killer. Hey, there are worse ways to go. Even still, I'm the bitch you're doing. Pretty fucking humiliating. So Elvis died. That guy in Hollywood, too.
Don something. We're those sort of Simpsons.
The Don and Mike Show.
Va, 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 va,
darling. The Don and Mike Show.
Bazaar. Va now. Bet now.
What do they say at the end? When the bets are done, what is it?
No more bets. No more bets. No more bets. My man, who are you, my man? Is she wearing red panties? A white panty. Bet now. No more bets. No more bets. Bazaar. Bazaar.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, I just want to give you a warning. We do make us laugh. With me and Mike.
Oh, it's been a long time where you and I have been the recipients.
Also, tomorrow, a rare appearance by my Earth Dog brother, Jim.
Yes.
Excellent.
Just spoke to him a couple of moments ago. I said, you got anything going on? He said, do I?
Oh, ooh, boy.
We'll have an appearance from Jim, I guess, maybe driving his truck or maybe just chilling out.
That should be interesting. It's always nice to talk to Jim.
Yeah, I love having my brother on the show. That's tomorrow. Now, can you get to town? And we have, Robbie, you got the phone numbers?
Yeah, I got them right here.
There we go, because we've got, let me see. Wow, from all over America. Now, we got a guy who wants to call his brother. It really works best with your mom or dad, right?
Yeah, brother doesn't cut it.
Do you want to go with a guy or a girl?
I think we should go with a girl first.
All right, then we'll start with Monique.
Ah, lovely name.
Monique.
Bonjour.
Hello. Bonjour, Don and Mike.
Hi, Monique. Now, we're going to be calling your mom.
Yes, the poor soul.
Helen.
I can tell already she's going to be good at it.
Robbie, make the call. Now, Rob's going to tell your mom, of course, that you're on the radio. Now, I hope you've heard us do this before, Monique.
I have.
That you're allowed to stray a little bit to make your mom think that it's true. Now, if at any point your mom says, I'll give you one out, if your mom says, I don't believe you, you get one chance.
Right.
To convince her.
Okay.
But if she at any point says more than one time, I don't believe you, you're out.
Okay. I pity her because we call her June Cleaver.
Oh, dear. Oh, so bad when children pity their parents.
What was that, Robbie?
Third ring.
Third ring. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you might really have to pity her. Is she okay? Is she in good health?
That's terrible.
God. That is terrible. I hope so. She was a couple hours ago.
Well, Helen?
We all hope so.
Hope she wasn't too hard on the beaver.
Maybe the years.
Hold on, Robbie's got it. Got something.
Someone's
in. It might be my pop.
Is this Mr. Helen? Is this Helen's husband?
What's your dad's name?
Andy.
Andy.
Andy, hi. My name is Rob.
Great. You get to play with your dad.
Oh, God.
Is your dad sharper?
Oh, he's bad.
And she has won a prize, but in order for her to claim it...
Oh, no.
It's much better. It's much better.
Not my dad. Not like this.
Oh, she hadn't counted on this. She's already modifying her rap.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, Rob's
getting
the
permission now. That's great. He's got the father.
Now, Monique?
Yes?
Once we do the introductions, I'm going to turn my microphone off and Mike's microphone off.
Okay.
So it's just going to be you and your dad, and I'll turn the sound effects thing off so you won't hear them.
Okay.
And now let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show, Monique's dad,
Andy.
Yes.
Hi, Andy. You're on the air. We have your daughter, Monique, with us.
Oh, good for you.
She's a big winner, and now, let's turn this over to Monique. Monique called us with the most interesting story.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, my God, Dad. Hi.
Hi.
You are not going to believe what happened to me today.
You told him I fell out of a tree.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, you told him I was out of my tree.
No, Pop, I didn't talk about you falling out of the tree.
Oh.
This is crazy, Dad. We had a meeting at the Marriott today in D.C.
Oh, yeah?
And the boss took Winslow and I because it was a big meeting.
Winslow?
Winslow.
No, go ahead.
And,
I don't think she can hear you.
Chop.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Certainly.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Yes, she can hear both of us.
We went and...
Now she can. Now she can. What Marriott?
The one...
Now she can't hear us.
Downtown.
What are you doing? Winslow?
I heard that part.
Oh, God, Dad, listen to this. Listen.
I thought I was supposed to come up with a magic word.
No, Pop, listen. I have to tell you my story.
Okay?
And
Daddy.
This guy was sitting across the room, and I said to Winslow, he looks so familiar.
Winslow?
Who is that? And I
Winslow?
Kept saying it and saying it.
So, Sonny Jurgensen.
No, Pop, not Sonny.
Sonny Jurgensen.
So he got up to leave, and I followed him out, and I... Sure enough, Pop, it was that host from American Idol, that blonde guy, Ryan Seacrest, the one I think
him.
Is so hot.
I don't know him.
Remember I told you about him? He's on the American Idol, you know, the contest with the kids.
I don't know who
that
is.
Oh, my God, Dad.
Where's Sonny?
I walked up to him, and I never do this, and I said, look, my daughter and I just love you. I hate to do this to you. I'm sure you're tortured everywhere you go, but can I get your autograph?
No way.
Oh, my
Finally.
God, he was so nice.
Line number one.
Was
it
so
Chris Hamburger?
And he said, listen, you're just, you know, there's something about you. You just seem like a really cool person. I'm headed back towards Tyson's in my limo. Would you like a lift? And I go, yes, I will definitely go with you, but I got to run inside. So I ran back in and I told Winslow, look, don't wait for me.
She
I'm
going to
go back with Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. And she's like, what?
She
you're lying.
Hot.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I'm going. And I gave her my pager and my cell phone number. And I went out and I got in the car and Dad, there was this guy in the car. He was the goofiest looking guy sitting there. And I didn't have a clue who he was. So Ryan introduced us. And he said, this is Craig Wilson from USA Today.
Yeah.
And I said, USA Today. Oh, right. He writes these ridiculous columns like we really care about what he's going to eat and all this stuff about the color of his house.
She's
and
an artist.
I thought, oh, my God,
right
this is what this guy looks like. Well, whatever. I'm talking to Ryan. I'm really happy. And just I'm like, well, this is nuts. This is just like when I went into New York and went up to the show.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, here
Jesus Christ,
doing another crazy thing. So Ryan.
Wow, this girl really can talk.
Cell phone, or he gets a call. That's right, he got a call. And he goes, he's talking really fast. And he says, well, Christina, what's the problem? And I'm going, oh, my God, I wonder if this is someone famous he's
talking to.
It's going to
be a long ride.
You think she's going to finish this call on today's show?
Not sure.
And he gets off the phone. He talks to the limo driver, and he says, we have to go pick up somebody. Their limo broke down. And I'm like, what? Okay, then I got a little sketched.
Tune in tomorrow for the end of this bit.
A little weird. So we go, I don't know, I think we were in Arlington.
Did he say Christina Aguilera?
She didn't, but she got the gist of it.
I don't know, like 15 minutes maybe, max. And we stop.
Oy, oy, oy.
And it's Christina Aguilera.
Well,
that girl, that famous singer who you see all over the place.
I don't know who these people are that you're talking
about.
She's
a hot hottie. You see her, Pop. You'd know her. She has the crazy hair and all the piercings.
I don't think she has to sell her dad on all
blonde
this.
Blonde hair.
You and your mom are always talking.
Oh,
no.
The one I know.
Not the one you know.
I'm about to put a gun in my mouth.
So I was like, this is nuts. I can't believe it. I want to get on the phone and call
Imagine this guy, this poor guy, on the receiving end of this.
When they call while you were in the limousine.
I wanted to, but that would look really
He's actually still listening.
So I'm just sitting there and
I got news for you. I'm doing this show and I'm not listening to her.
For
your mom.
Book party with
your mom isn't breathing.
Book writer named Candace Bushnell. I've never heard of her.
But
apparently, she writes erotic books, and
book
she's
writer.
Going to a book party. And Christina was en route to the party.
Hello?
Oh,
so
my.
Yeah. So we
so
go.
Am I.
Did you take her?
Yeah, we go. Okay, well, that's.
I lost control of my bowels.
We will take you there. And she's like, that's great. Thank you so much. And she gets in, and Pop, she is so nice. You know, you think of these movie stars and these famous
sight.
People are going to be just obscene because everyone tortures them. And
that's
they,
all you,
know,
you
have
do
egos.
With you and your mother.
She was
talk,
so
talk, talk.
Nice. And she says, well, go down this way. There's this
blood coming out of my genitals.
Every opening I had.
She says, go down there because I want to see if a friend stopped over at the biker bar. And I'm going, oh, my God, how funny, because I've been at that biker bar 2 years
already.
ago, and I hadn't been back, and I wasn't quite sure where we were, and then I knew.
Oh, yeah?
And we pull up, and this guy is staggering out of the biker bar, and she goes,
this is only number five.
Dad.
Is she only at five?
Yeah. I recognized him, Dad.
Fred?
No, not Fred.
No,
because there's
sir.
My friend.
Fred. Oh, come on.
Fred. Staggering out again. Of the biker bar. And it was that wrestler, Mankind.
I made.
Wait a second. Where's all these people coming out of the woodwork?
It's crazy. You know, you meet one star, and it's like he knows everybody, and they're all... like interconnected,
he's quiet,
and it
but
doesn't
he's
make
sharp.
Any sense.
He's finally waking up from this slumber.
Yeah.
Okay, this is crazy.
Yeah. You're lying to me.
Absolutely.
You're lying, you little
crazy.
One. You should have named her Somonex.
Because we pull up and she doesn't.
Should have named her Tylenol PM.
You're fading out a little bit on me.
Can you hear me?
A little. Sometimes you're fading out because of this
I think it's this dumb phone.
That's my brain.
I think it's your hearing aids.
Should have named her Ambien.
Oh, okay. Phone that was
named her Ambien.
I tried to replace.
Yeah, well, she'll get around to it.
I bet
it.
He turns them down
I'm
when
sure
he's
sure she'll get around
I can't
to
hear
it.
You.
But, Dad, listen, she doesn't, Christina doesn't want to get out of the limo because she'll get mobbed.
All I do
so
is
So she
listen.
Rolls down the window and she's like, hey, what's up, what's up? And he comes
oh
over.
My God.
And he
hey,
sticks Donna his and head in and, oh, my God, Dad, he smelled like
oh,
a freaking brewery.
Oh,
he smelled like beer.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Is that
it
five?
Was
Did she finish five,
was,
the 3 hours it took to tell five?
Disgusting.
She's on
six now?
Seven.
She's on seven?
So, I mean, here
the
we
game
are.
Can you get the three?
All these people. He joins us. He's coming with Jesus. Her. And we have to take her to the book party. And we pull up to the hotel where this book party
oh my
is
God,
at.
God, I'm going to die before
Virginia?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to stress because I'm thinking, okay, now it's getting late and I got to get back to work and I've got to get Lauren to the doctor's appointment.
Oh, there's no movie cameras.
No, thank God.
Should I tell her we only have 2 minutes left?
Yes.
So we pull up and that lady, Christina.
Hey, Monique.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we have to go to a network break in 2 minutes, so you're going to have to wrap this tale up with your dad.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Speed it up, honey.
Pop.
How come they want you to tell me this tale on the air?
Yeah,
Pop. Listen, this
All
is
I
the
do
worst
is listen,
part.
Listen,
Candace
listen.
Was there from the book party, and she was so mad, and she was just PO'd, and it was bad, Dad. So
two minutes.
We pull away, and all of a sudden, Mankind's like, hell with this, I want to go back to the biker bar. And as we pull up to the biker bar, he pukes all over Candace.
That's only number
we
seven.
We had grabbed when we were leaving because we were like, whatever, come with us, we're all cruising around.
I don't
around.
Think she's capable
and he
of being short-winded.
All over her, Dad. He sprayed that whole
come
freaking
Come on, honey,
remote.
Three more.
God.
Three more.
Dad, it was disgusting.
Oh, boy.
It was disgusting. I'm thinking, I can't do this.
You have less than 90 seconds.
And Pop, oh, my God, we were so gross. We decided to go to a car wash and get naked in the limo and
windows
open the
down.
Windows. And Ryan started kissing that Craig USA Today guy. And we all got naked. And Pop, I did the craziest thing. I don't know how I'm going to explain to Matt.
We
all had eight-way glorious sex.
She's
and it
wrong.
Was the best I ever had. Oh, my God, Dad, don't tell Mom.
She doesn't listen.
Don't tell Mom.
I'm not totally sure what you said.
We had eight-way glorious sex, Dad. I
Wouldn't
was
she get eight because
was
she's
like
running her
animal.
Mouth so much?
So embarrassing. You can't tell Mom.
Now, do we?
You're right.
You can't.
Do we give her the prize?
Yeah.
I don't know
well,
how I'm going to deal with Matt
six.
If she finds out, but I thought I'd tell you
but
because
Jesus
you
Christ,
usually can
she's
keep a
driving
secret.
Me nuts.
Yeah.
If you
buy
that.
You're going to keep my secret?
Absolutely. I kept the other one, didn't I?
No!
Yeah, you did.
Well, what's the story? They wanted to talk to your mother before me.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, we have just two words to say to you, Monique.
Yes.
Shut up.
That is the new record for the longest version of Can You Get to 10? The most words.
Monique?
What did I win?
It's amazing, Monique, with all that talking that you did.
Yeah.
You
missed a very pertinent fact at the very end.
That you had glorious eight-way sex.
It's actually six-way sex.
But we're going to give it to you anyway.
Yes.
Shut up.
Oh, yes.
Hey, listen there, Andy.
Yeah, when I win.
Well, now, Andy, are you not concerned that your daughter went out and met these celebrities and had...
Oh, no, she's crazy like her father.
Oh, Dad, don't say that over the air.
All right, well, old-timer, I'll let your daughter explain to you what's happening here.
Okay.
Monique, you've won a pair of round-trip tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to the destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines offers convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida.
Feel for the guy sitting next to you.
Yes!
Southwest Airlines, the low fare leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities and 30 states. And Andy?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we are all out of Slurpees.
Hey.
Hold on, let me give you something.
How about a juicy burger?
Now, how about this?
Juicy burger. I wish we had one for him.
Andy, how about this? Dinner for two at Romano's Macaroni Grill. That's better, isn't it, Andy?
Is that downtown L.A.?
No, Pop, not in L.A.
No, no. You go to the Macaroni Grill, try their new twice-baked lasagna with meatballs.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
How do I get it?
Shut up!
Is that like refried beans?
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving it this house.
Shut up.
God almighty.
Shut up.
Bonsai.
Shut
okay,
up.
Thank you. Right,
shut up.
Monique.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Andy, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hold on. Hold on, please. Both of you.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on, you two.
Shut up.
Stop the betting.
That's the best.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Is Andy wearing a backless hospital gown? I think he's just running around.
I was driven I'd save my mother and her.
Yeah.
It's talk all day long. I turn my hearing aids down normally, but then she called me.
Oh, poor you.
Just tell them to please stop talking.
Okay, well, she wins.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah. I'm not really sure.
Anyway, sex, there are only six people involved.
Little Todd, it seemed unfazed.
Yeah, she's like, she's crazy like a father.
That was always crazy.
Until that incessant talking. Jesus Christ, each and every day.
That's why I had to kill your mother.
Your mother's not breathing. Your mother's in the backyard with the daffodils.
Have a nice trip. I'm digging a hole for you when you get back.
You'll be right next to your beloved mother.
Come here and cut out your tongue.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
wow.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yeah.
He made it up.
I can live in peace now. They're both gone. Yeah, is that in Los Angeles?
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
The lead story hasn't changed since the top of the show. There's a new football expert in town, and his name is Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, Pop?
Yeah, what do you want there, Don?
That was very...
professional. Rush, fat ass.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shut up.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. You are a great audience. It's time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz Gurdley brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Get it at over 35,000 retail locations. New double strength Duramax Ultra. Get it by calling 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And once again, please notice, Buzz fans, with plenty of time left.
Look at that.
In the show. Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. ESPN says it's hired Rush Limbaugh as a commentator on its Sunday NFL Countdown every week this fall.
How are you?
You know, and people complain. When I did the Redskins pregame show.
I remember.
And people complained when Dennis Miller was on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
And I had, obviously I had no problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem with Dennis Miller.
No.
To an extent, I don't have a problem with Rush Limbaugh. I guess.
I don't understand how you could. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about football in the same way that I talk about everything. Loads of BS and a total knowledge, at least on the surface, as to what
know.
I'm talking about.
But the thing is, I can't take his politics away from football. I mean, I like Jimmy Kimmel, too. I like anything that's different, that's out of the norm, but Rush Limbaugh.
I will approve of an offense with a strong right side. excuse me, let me purge. Rush Limbaugh in the broadcast booth.
That was just my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, he's not only going to be on the Countdown show,
right.
He's going to be on Sunday Night Football, right?
As an occasional analyst, I believe, but it depends on where he is at the time. He'll appear both via satellite and in studio starting September 7th, depending on what his schedule is.
This is Mike Patrick. Let's go to Rush Limbaugh. Rush!
I'm through.
The network says it wants Rush to be the voice of the fan. And
Jesus Christ.
And to heat up the debate on the pregame show.
How stupid is that?
And also, let me explain to you how this works. This is again,
so he can get his J.O.
Yeah. Now, this is the much-dreaded synergy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That Rush Limbaugh show is run on ABC-owned and operated radio station.
Right, yeah. Synergy is the worst thing ever.
Yep. ABC owns Disney. Disney owns ESPN.
Right. Everybody's right. Just gluing everybody together so that we can make broadcasting just like the effing shopping malls.
Yuck.
Well, that sucks. We will not have anything unique anymore in America.
It doesn't matter. I watch the Fox show anyway.
Ah, well, there you go.
And I watch Nancy, too. I don't want to slight Nancy. I watch the CBS show.
Everything going to be like this?
Yeah, I think so. The thing that I had liked about the ESPN show, we're going to be discussing our fantasy football very soon.
Mm-hmm.
When we're going to be having our draft, if it's going to be a keeper league this year.
I am killing you guys this year. I'm going to go into this draft more prepared than I have ever been. I'm already doing my research on my starting 10.
Name five.
Of my starting 10?
Yeah.
At quarterback, Donovan McNabb.
Yes.
At running back. I'm going to go. No, he called my bluff.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. There you go. I could have done it if I prepped for it a little bit.
Anyway, this thing with ESPN, the difference between them and Fox and CBS is that they're really not entertainment. If you're really a football junkie, if you like sitting there and watching that big chalkhead Chris Mortensen diagram plays,
ESPN sucks.
Well, if you're a football junkie, it's not bad.
But ESPN, I think overall, as a sports fan. ESPN sucks. You know what I look at? I look at ESPN for one thing. The crawl on the bottom of the screen. That's all I care about. Because I'm tired of big, stupid guys trying to act intelligent, talking with their hands, and just overanalyzing and beating to death stuff. It's ridiculous.
You're about to do a 180 on ESPN, though.
Really?
Right, but he already knows because the games are going to be in HD.
Yeah, and the more HD channels to be brought to your television.
Play-by-play is fine, and highlights, if they give that to me, I'll watch it because of that. But, I mean, really, just the... Don't you agree that the analysis is so much crap?
I like Ron Jaworski, for instance. And the reason I like Ron Jaworski is, first, he's dreamy. But second, when he does his features on the ESPN show...
Right.
He really... He treats you like you're not an idiot. He says, okay... You want to know what a cover two coverage is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you exactly what a cover two is.
And when you talk about the features, you're talking about like tape pieces that he does where he goes off somewhere?
No, I'm talking about where Ron Jaworski's in a room with
naked.
He's nude. He's working his man.
Uh-huh.
No, where he's in a film room, and he's just running the tape back and forth to show you.
Right. That's
okay,
different.
No.
Okay.
Now watch. This safety comes up.
Mm-hmm.
He bites on the fake. The guy gets behind him, and this is why this play works.
I'm tired of the talking heads on ESPN. That's what I'm talking about. The guys, when they go to the guys, all the guys that have to talk with their hands and look directly in the camera,
well, they
have their little, term paper.
They all do that. Even Howie Long does that. Yeah, even Terry Bradshaw does that.
That's the part that they ought to just eliminate. I love feature pieces where they go out and they profile a guy. I think that's interesting. And I haven't seen the Jaworski stuff, but it just seems to me there are just too many guys in suits talking.
I love it all.
Yeah, right. <Buzz. laughs>
Well, quoting Rush, football is like life, and I know life. So you're looking forward to a lot of that.
Here's his comment.
This is Rush giving birth. He loves life. Can you imagine the fight at the ESPN stall on Sunday between him and Chris Berman?
Oh, my God.
It'll be too...
We're going to need new fixtures.
Touché, Boomer.
His mother lived to be 101, and Hugh Hefner says at age 77 he has no plans to retire anytime soon.
Hi, it's Hugh Hefner.
Hey, Hugh.
I'd like to invite all of you now to the grotto. Although I'm slowly but surely losing my ability to speak.
But since he's trying to sell TV credits on an A&E special celebrating Playboy's 50th anniversary, he was talking about why he does what he does.
May I take this golden opportunity to introduce you to Christy, Mindy, Sissy, and Mandy?
You know, your impression is way too sentimental. That I saw him recently.
Really?
On TV?
Are you saying that I perhaps need to... Bone up on half.
Well, you just need to see a tape of him.
Right.
That he has problems speaking.
Oh, dear.
He's nearly deaf.
How's that?
Okay. It was a press conference I was watching for some Playboy show.
Yeah, right. Seen right. Place
this show. And they seriously had to scream the question, what is up? It was like that, you know, and now the news for the hearing
right,
and there.
Right.
You know.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He sounds like,
ladies and gentlemen.
No, he's not Bob Hopus yet.
All right, very good. I'm still managing. I need the blue pills to function in the grotto.
Does he talk like a deaf person, though?
Which reminds me, I want to take this moment again to thank God for healing Rush Limbaugh's
yes.
fake deafness, which happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, everybody remember that stunt?
Just in time. Doesn't he still have the fake cigarette pack taped to the back of his head?
Sure.
Yeah, that'll help.
Quoting Hef, I was trying to give sex a good name. That's why he says he does what he does.
I believe we need a new Hugh Hefner.
We do.
A guy that would be about 25 to 30. Mm. An entrepreneur in the sex industry, not the real porn industry,
yeah.
who could really be like the next guy to you know, like start a magazine, a sex magazine.
I got an idea. He's a little older.
Okay.
Joe.
George.
Welcome to Joe's World.
Very good. Quoting Hef, because sex has always been legally and socially and politically outside the boundaries of what was acceptable in society.
not Ken Stevens.
I tried to create a magazine and a lifestyle around it that incorporated sex as a natural, normal part of life, including...
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Including recreational sex. The magazine he started with $600 and some nudes of Marilyn Monroe is now even sold at 300 stores in China where the magazine is officially banned.
Bazaar!
Hello!
Bet now. No more betting. Betting is over. Banzai. Who will win, Whitey or Bracky? Rock on to Fox Sport now.
In China.
In Hollywood.
Well, the same thing.
In Hollywood.
I mean, really, what's the difference? Chinese, Japanese.
Sure. In Hollywood, you can never be too Jewish.
Thanks, Rob.
Or
Rob
can you?
Rob, give me the old thumbs up. Yes, or was that about Jewish?
In Hollywood, you can never be too Jewish. Or can you? Steven Spielberg's wife, Kate Capshaw, has joined the Kabbalah Center in Los Angeles and enrolled one of their children there. Kabbalah is a complicated study of ancient Jewish texts. It's all the rage among celebrities, including Madonna, Roseanne, and Liz Taylor. But
this is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Kind of are. But the L.A. version is also controversial. Traditional rabbis have accused the center's leader of oversimplifying and corrupting the study. Critics say the center is cult-like and very profitable. Madonna's reportedly donated millions of dollars. MSNBC says the Spielbergs have no comment. Insiders say landing Kate is a big coup.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you, Michael. Speaking of Spielberg, Spielberg... Hello. Oh, you know, Rob and I were just talking about doing Jew to Jew in a couple of days on the show.
Huh. What information would you have on Spielberg?
That I was rewatching on HBO Saturday Night Minority Report.
Right.
And
that's one that sticks with me as far as I'm concerned.
I think that is an outstanding freaking movie. I really, at the time, I don't think I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, but the more I watch it,
it's pretty unique.
The more I think, yeah, the special effects are great.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in that movie is believable in the year 2053.
Yeah, I mean, it is real sci-fi. Wow. I think it's a movie that's going to be judged in the future a little less harshly than it was judged when it came out.
And I actually watched all of the credits at the end, and I was just frankly amazed. Of course, the first big name you see is, you know, directed by Steven Spielberg. And then in real big letters, it's Tom Cruise. And then big letters, Minority Report. And then as the credits start, you start seeing that like 800 people worked on this movie. They have the CGI people. They have the blue screen people. They have the people who did the stunts. They have the people that set up the like when Tom Cruise is walking through the mall and they're saying, John Anderton, wouldn't you like a Guinness? You know, I watched every single credit. Amazing to me, the amount of thought and time. Probably just turned on the microphone.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't
Don't ever do that again. you know why he did it? Because I'm praising a Jew.
That's it. I didn't agree with
exactly
what you say.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't necessarily often turn down your microphone.
I like that. Yeah, that you know what's scary in that movie, Minority Report, is that girl that plays the precog.
Yeah, but
she can't be any more terrifying.
But at the end, when she's got her hair, she's not bad looking.
She's interesting looking, and of course it ends with her in that little cabin. But that movie, I think that movie's fabulous.
And Colin Farrell's outstanding, especially now that I know how he really talks.
Yeah.
And really, I was thinking about you when I watched that, because the fact he just is completely American in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not.
It's amazing.
And I'm listening to see if there's any kind of break
none.
In it.
There's none.
And the fact that he's, you know, just like that, oh, yo, if you say hey, hello. And then he's got a perfect accent. It's amazing.
Anyway, a great movie. Spielberg did a great job. You know, and I also then went back and started. I got on a real Spielberg kick when I watched that. I thought, well, I'm going to go get my copy of AI. Because maybe AI is not as bad as I thought it was. And I put that in for about 5 minutes. And said, okay, well,
yeah,
you know, they can't all be great, Steve.
Yep. Ashton Kutcher has been quoted in the newspaper saying how much he enjoys effing Demi Moore. The London Evening Standard has him saying Moore, quote, was the hottest actress in Hollywood when I was growing up, and now I'm effing her. Ashton's people say he never said that. They say the paper made up the quote. They say the reporter interviewed the actor before he even started dating Demi. Even the reporter says she didn't write the quote, which leaves the paper's editors and publishers as suspects.
Oh, I mean, you know, if that is true, they're going to be out some serious money.
I love
money.
Bitches.
Yes.
Everybody, you heard it here first.
Yes.
I might be 100% wrong, but I have a feeling about this. This whole thing is for Punk'd.
Well, hey,
he does the movie?
He does the show. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the one recently where they, like, they told Justin Timberlake to move all the stuff out of his house.
And he almost cried.
Yeah, and I mean, they go to elaborate lengths to set people up. Can you imagine a better one?
Didn't they just renew Punk'd for, like, 2 years?
Yeah, and I was thinking about this. I was watching a rerun of Letterman with Demi Moore.
Mm.
And think about this. Demi Moore goes on Letterman. And she's talking about this relationship with this guy, this 25-year-old goofball.
Mm-hmm.
And Letterman's holding up, you know, he's gladly feeding into this, holding up pictures. And I'm imagining the whole time, and they're showing that Bruce Willis is standing there with him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, no matter how cool Bruce Willis and Demi Moore are for divorced people, wouldn't it be the greatest if the three of them sat down and said, how would you like to really F with, like, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, Letterman, all the tabloids, Demi, you go everywhere with this Dude, Where's My Car guy. And 6 months from now, whenever it's on TV,
right?
This is believable. Are you saying this because you don't think it's plausible that he would be doing it, or?
No, I'm saying.
You think it's the TV show?
I think it's possible he's doing her.
I mean, yeah. Bruce Willis is whacked enough to do it, and Demi Moore, we know, is crazy enough to maybe do something like that.
But I think, if given the possibility, and really stop and think about this, if this guy, Ashton Kutcher, went to Demi Moore and said, I've got a wild idea that you're going to have to really go absolutely out on a limb with me, and like for 6 months, we're going to have to show up at premieres together, and I'm going to have to kiss you, and you're just going to have to pretend that you're my girlfriend for this show Punk'd. But trust me, if you buy into this, everybody's going to go with it. We'll sell Bruce on it.
You know, Bruce and Demi would have enough malice for the tabloids and for the press where they might want to do that. They've certainly been hurt by the press.
And here's why it's not so far-fetched now that you bring it up. Demi has just come out with her first major motion picture in, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all tying in together. She's getting a lot of press right about now.
You never know. But even if they were to come out, and well, I mean, so it's the three of them. What? How do you make the joke? How do you
One night on Punk'd, Ashton Kutcher comes out and says, hi, welcome to Punk'd. Tonight, rather than the regular show we're going to give you, I'd like to welcome my special guests, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. For the last 6 months, you may have seen us on Clip Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, Today's Show.
Right.
David Letterman, you may have seen us in the National Enquirer, in the Globe, in People Magazine. Guess what? You've all been Punk'd. Ha ha! And now let's go to me bothering the guys in the Backstreet Boys.
And then you get Punk'd with the biggest audience that it's ever had.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's possible.
Sure.
I'm not saying it's 100%. I wouldn't bet anybody on it.
Right. Well, for now, the 25-year-old Kutcher is threatening to sue the paper unless it prints an apology and a retraction.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of overreaction like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
Sorry, a little diarrhea-ish at the mouth. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Josh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. It's 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. This is Don and Mike Show on WJFK 106.7 FM.
If you got a problem.
Live 105.7 Baltimore. 94 WYSP Philadelphia. 95.9 96 Rock. Ocean City. 1630 KCJJ Iowa City. 92.9 WBUF Buffalo. And other stations, other frequencies.
Other sundry places.
Stuff. We're going to go till about 57 or 58 tonight.
Very cool.
So if you're on one of those stations that cuts us off early.
Come on.
T.S.
Tonight.
Right.
Pirates of the Caribbean ransacked the movie theaters over the weekend and pillaged nearly $46.5 million.
Me so amazed by that.
Really?
Not me. Me so amazed that that movie is a gigantic blockbuster.
I knew it would be.
Pirate movies usually don't do well, but
people love pirates.
You know what it's rated? No, it's very like PG.
I know. So it opened in first place with a take nearly twice as big as that of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Hey, a pretty sucky ride though to be having a movie based on it.
Not as good as the Haunted Mansion.
No,
which they're also turning into a movie.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow. Extraordinary Gentleman opened in second with just over $23 million. Also,
you know, I realized when I said wow just a minute ago and Buzz said wow also, that didn't warrant a wow.
Wow.
They're turning the Haunted Mansion into a movie.
Well, yeah, wow.
Naturally would be the logical response.
I guess you're
right.
You go with hmm.
You go then.
Yeah, better. A decreasing
Or maybe.
What?
Yay!
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
That's it.
Well, all of the preceding knocked Terminator down to third place in its second week with just over $19.5 million. Legally Blonde 2 was fourth with $12 million. Finding Nemo rounds out the top five. Charlie's Angels 2 was sixth. The Hulk is down to ninth place. That was Buzz. A rounds out.
Buzz, we do have a clip.
Yes.
From the movie Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, good. Oh,
very good.
Or is it Caribbean?
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Starring Johnny Depp.
No!
You know, they weren't exactly poker faces on this one.
Sorry.
Nobody!
Child star right here.
Who's the
Jackie Cooper.
Coogan. John Benet O'Meara.
People love pirates.
Man, Mom and dad forced him into that outfit.
I was a great pirate.
Who's the dirty?
They gave me six shooters before I did this.
Wonderful
world. Oh, my six shooters. Okay, that's what you meant. Sorry, Rob, I'm a little distracted.
You're shirtless. Just with that sequin vest on.
I was Captain Hook. I was wearing a full pirate dress.
Huge hoop earrings.
I was wearing a full pirate gown. Listen to this part, ladies and gentlemen. Right here.
It's cute.
It's another kid. How about that laugh, huh?
Yeah. There he is. At my
I don't know how old. I'm going to double check and find out how old I was.
You wrote 1968, so how old would you be?
25.
Like 10?
In 68, I would have been 5.
No, 10.
10.
10.
Whatever.
Listen, I do have a real clip from the movie, though.
Oh, good.
No kidding.
Oh, good.
With Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. Just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
That's it for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Matrix Reloaded is coming out on video just 3 weeks before the third and final Matrix movie hits the theaters. That kind of double punch has never been tried before. Videos from a series are not usually released near a theatrical opening. Hollywood executives have been afraid that a video released that close would hurt ticket sales. Warner Brothers, which will sell the second movie for about $22, is using the slogan, Reload Before the Revolution. It's made about $274 million since its release. Matrix Revolution is the third in the trilogy. It's due in theaters around November 7th.
I read today worldwide that movie's made $700 million.
The Matrix?
Maybe it was The Matrix Reloaded. It was one of those things you read and it was like, you read it and you go, Do they mean Matrix or Matrix and Matrix Reloaded?
Yeah, both combined. Who knows?
Don't know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger may have his eye on the California governor's mansion, but he's apparently not giving up his day job. Arnold's just started talks to star in a family comedy called Big Sur.
You were joking about that today.
That's S-I-R. He's also in talks for a remake of the 1970 science fiction western Westworld.
Oh, God. I'd look down that. I'm going to see that.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be calling the T3 hotline.
Oh, good.
Because, as you know, the movie got knocked out of the number one spot by Johnny Depp.
Down to third.
And really looks like, even though it's over $100 million,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be the blockbuster of the summer.
No, it doesn't have legs. And it's pretty much the movie going public saying to Arnold, you know, that's it.
You don't hear anybody walking around saying, goddamn, you've got to see T3.
Like the first one. In sports, if Deion Sanders decides he's not going to pay a lot for this muffler, the muffler shop may have to take it up with God. A Dallas car repair shop says it's been trying to get the rest of its money from Sanders for a job it did 2 years ago. The bill was $4,300. Deion says Jesus told him just to pay $1,500.
Hey, Deion, hello there. This is Jesus.
I like Deion.
Go and pay $1,500 for that.
God told me.
It's him, Jesus, yeah. Hello, Deion's.
Jesus said that's all he needed to pay. The case was supposed to go to trial today.
Wow.
And finally, if anyone asks why this man ate his own sex organ, don't answer with because he could. In Malaysia Friday, a 34-year-old cut off his own manhood. Fried it.
Hey, Buzz. Yes. Excuse me. Because he could. I'm sorry. I stepped away for a moment.
You rebel, you.
Because he could.
Yep. He cut off his own manhood. He fried it up in a pan, and he ate it. Although he was just out of rehab, the man had taken some hallucinatory pills that apparently caused him to hear voices. The voices apparently told him to mutilate himself this way.
How do you eat anything after you cut your thing off?
Hello.
Well, you take the pills.
You know, I mean, it's just like, what, he cut it off like there's no blood or anything?
Hello, Deion.
Whatever.
This is Jesus. Now I want you to cut off your penis and eat it.
How shall I prepare it?
Fry it. Pan. Yeah. This Malaysian man's in the hospital.
Make it skinless, though.
Oh.
That's it.
You win.
Skin is fatty.
You win.
The man's condition is listed as stable, although I would not have used that word.
Hello.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah, we got to go. Yeah. All right, see you tomorrow with the all-new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rusty.
The skin's the best part.
5 days until we're going to Sacramento.
I can't wait.
Suck. BM.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.